Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang. Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Woos Bob's right frantic? Get frantic, boots, boots, boots,
It's Bob here. I got
it. Is the seventh day of February, 2020. My name is Chris Hockey. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. Today's comedians, Seth Meyers and David Spade. You're going to have a great day.
We've had very dramatic birth stories so far in the old Meyers family. Our first boy was almost born in the backseat of an Uber. My wife started having contractions. They started moving so quickly. We called our doctor, explained what was happening. He said, you have to come right now. And we got into the Uber, and on the way to the hospital, my wife was in so much pain that she was on all fours in the backseat of the Uber with her head out the window, screaming, I do not like this. Being very economical with her word choice. Also, in any other city in America, if someone's yelling, I do not like this, out the window of a car, it is an abduction taking place. In New York City, nobody blinks an eye. See, we weren't on highways, we were like stopped at stoplights. And my wife was screaming, I do not like this. And old women were like crossing the crosswalk saying, it's New York City, nobody likes it.
People go, you're on TV or movies, is it easy to act? Yes. I mean, yes. It's not hard. I mean, obviously people can do it. It's not like other things. This might be the easiest. Because you always hear about people doing it and doing well. I mean, the Oscars. This is the hardest thing you can do in acting. The best of the best award of all actors, right? Yes. Gabrielle Sivide. Winner she is. She was in Precious. Never done a movie. Up for an Oscar. Last year, Beasts of the Southern Wild. 5-year-old girl, first movie, up for an Oscar. Jennifer Hudson, American Idol, gets 8th place on American Idol. She can't win in the field she has trained her whole life for. Singing. Waltzes over to acting, wins an Oscar her first try. It's like me, hey, I want to play the NBA. Oh, you can't do that. That doesn't look that hard. I'm the MVP the first year. You're better than LeBron, I guess. They just put it in the hoop. It didn't seem hard. Yeah.
Honey, please.
There were some things going on in sports today that will make your brain fall out of your skull.
You have a little penis.
Thank you for your honesty.
That's right.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show, Friday, February 7th of 2020. I'm Corey, there's Chris, there's Paul, and it's Friday, so there's John Kreisel.
Good morning.
What's up, dude?
How are you?
How are you?
Good. Happy to be here. Roads are getting a little greasy. So people should maybe leave.
They were okay when I was coming in.
Yeah, but they're not going to be because our Minnesota drivers suck.
Right.
You came from a different direction of us, though. It may be a little worse
Cottage
down where you're at.
Grove, a southeast metro, was actually not that bad. Once I got to a little bit west of St. Paul on 94, then all of a sudden it was coming down heavier.
No kidding.
Well, slow down.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Give a couple extra minutes for your drive to work.
Yeah, we got 3.5 hours of radio show ahead, so stay for the whole thing. Take your time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and lucky for you, Hawk, all 3.5 hours will consist of D'Angelo Russell talk.
Hell yeah!
Are you running back for the Carolina Panthers?
No.
No, that was D'Angelo Williams.
All right. Yeah.
They got it done.
They did?
They did get it done.
That's awesome. What'd they do? And who are they?
Sauce, tell them.
D'Angelo Russell is an all-star point guard that has played for four teams in five seasons.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
They traded Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, good. They got rid of him.
A first-round pick in next year's draft and a second-round pick in next year's draft. And that pick is top three protected, but he is a very good player. And Karl-Anthony Towns, I assume, couldn't be more excited.
I have a very good friend by the name of Michael Shines, who is a spectacular singer, and you guys have met him, and he's a great guy, and he's huge in Poland, right? But the thing that Michael hasn't figured out about me yet, even though we're quote-unquote close friends.
Can I finish this sentence?
Yeah.
Is that you don't care for sports. Most sports, especially basketball.
The Timberwolves. So the other day we're talking about doing a show together, and he's talking about this and that and the other, and he goes, I got one more thing I got to talk to you about. And I go, yeah? And he goes, the damn Timberwolves, man. I go, yeah? And he he goes, man, I got to tell you, don't you think it's Wiggins, man? Don't you think it's Wiggins just doesn't care about this team? Like, you have a superstar that doesn't care? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's
You're damn right.
You got it.
I know it's Chief Wiggins. You know, he doesn't basketball dribble. He shoots with his left hand. He's right-handed. And he can't do a layup. It's a bitch. Right?
Right.
So I knew Wiggins was the problem because Michael Shines thinks I like basketball. But I like Michael too much to just say I'd rather talk about paint.
So you played along though enough?
Oh, 100%.
That is awkward. 100%.
It's awkward.
There was a plumber came over to give me an estimate on a water heater last week. Probably triple what it actually should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a guy.
Triple for what it's being installed for this morning.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But right. He started talking about, he saw that I have animal mounts and whatnot that I hunt. And he started talking rifles with me. And it's about, I was in the Army for 10 years. I was an infantryman. Yeah, I know shooting.
You know a little thing or two.
Yeah.
Right.
But not to the extent of it's my entire life and okay. This type of bear. And I made the mistake of being like you did with the basketball discussion, where you're like, oh, hell yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
That trigger pulls off. And he kept going for like 7-8 right. more minutes. And it was stuff that not only did I not know about, I didn't give a half of a damn
right.
about.
Right, right.
And then I realized where I'm like, I should have just said, it would have been a lot less awkward to just go, you know what, that's above what I even care about.
100%. I should have done something, and I don't know why I didn't. But what I need to do from now on, instead of saying Big Cat, because I know his name, right?
Yeah,
right.
I should have said, like, Ryan Saunders. But Michael is such a huge fan. He played Ryan Saunders' wedding. That, I mean, they're close friends.
Oh,
like,
wow.
He's a giant fan, right? And so I didn't want to tell him, God, dude.
I don't care.
I really don't. If I didn't have so many friends that worked for the Wolves, I would be real happy if they just folded the team.
Yeah.
You know right. what I mean?
Because
right. it's his heart.
You yes. once said if you won the lottery or whatever, you would yeah. fold the NBA.
The whole NBA.
You would buy all I'd the buy teams it. And just shut her down.
Shut her down. They're going to play home games on the moon.
Okay, but that's your friend Michael Shines, right?
Right.
And you guys are emerging friends. Have yeah, been yeah. friends over the last couple of years.
That's a good way to say it, sure.
I've known my dad for 39 years. Mm. And my dad will call me up and go, the Twins got Kenta Maeda. I'll go, Dad, did we just meet?
He had the flip phone open.
I don't care.
Right.
I hope he's good, and I hope the Twins fans love him, but I'm not going to watch. I don't care.
Right.
I've never heard of the guy. I don't even know if I'm saying his name right.
That was one of the things that kind of bothered me about my wife when we were first living together and all that. But I respect it. Where if it's something I really care about and she doesn't,
right.
she will be like, I honestly don't care.
Right.
And there's a pause where I'm kind of like a little bit hurt.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh man, I was going to tell you what I thought was this lit story about it, something I care about.
Yeah.
But I respect it because she honestly was like, time is precious. Yeah. I don't need to hear you talk for 5 minutes about something I give no damn.
And I'm a hypocrite too because I did this in January. Well, I've done this twice this year with sports. Right. I did not think I was going to care as much about the Gophers beating Penn State as I did until I watched it.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, it'd be fun
That's
if they
huge.
Won.
Yeah,
it'd be right. fun if they won. And then I was on the edge of my seat the entire game. Watched it by myself. Had so much fun. Definitely got surprisingly emotionally connected to it. I'm like, this is awesome, right?
It was. That was
Shakes
great
it. I was, you know, shaking at the end. I'm like, this is great.
Grabbing an oar.
Felt the same way about the Auburn game, right? I'm like, I can't believe we're doing this. Right. This is awesome. And both times after those games were over, I walked upstairs and there's my wife, and I know she doesn't care if the Gophers win the national championship, let alone win a game against Penn State or Auburn, right? So the whole time, I just want to say to her, like, hey, the Gophers pulled off this giant upset. They beat Penn State. And, you know, I want to. So I'm just biting my tongue.
Because you got to tell somebody.
Right, I got to call somebody.
I just
spent 3.5 hours watching a Penn State game. This is great.
And you don't have any friends.
Hey, Doogie.
But I know.
Hey.
But I know. But I know if I say, hey, the Gophers beat Penn State, she's going to go, I don't care. Right. So I wait. And I wait. And I tell myself, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't say anything. She doesn't care. Why would you say it to her? Don't do it. And then after about 60 seconds, that game was awesome. Gophers just upset Penn State. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what that means. Don't care. I'm like, oh, at least I got it out.
You know, right. You know what?
At least
that's
I got it out.
Such a gut punch, though.
Well, but 9 times out of 10, I wouldn't care. But I just, right. I'm trying to find that one time. Like, at least when I read the TMZ headline, I was like, whoa. She goes, what? I go, it says Kobe Bryant just died in a helicopter crash. At least that one when she was like, what?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
If she would have been like, don't care, I'd be like, geez, that's ice cold.
That's ice
so,
cold. Yeah,
so at least she was like, what did you just say?
Right.
I'm like, yeah, TMZ's going with Kobe died in a helicopter crash. And then, of course, I spent, like everybody else, 10 minutes looking for anyone else that had confirmed it. So she lost interest in those 10 minutes when I was Google searching, but for a second I got her attention.
Do you think if you
and she cared afterwards.
Like, if you wanted to talk to her about, like, let's say again, I know you probably won't do this again, but if you wanted to talk about the Gophers' victory, if you ended it, every sentence about it, with at Target, do you think it would pique your interest?
Like, yeah.
Or maybe start it.
Just beat Penn State at Target.
Or if I said,
the Gophers just beat Penn State,
and that means now, across the Twin Cities, we get 10% off all weekend.
Right.
Like, the Gophers won us a discount. Yeah, then she would care.
Yeah, her shadow would still be standing there. She'd take off so quickly for the car.
Yeah, there she goes.
Yeah, there she goes.
Driving down the road.
She ran, like, just drove through the yard.
I was going to tell you breaking news about Kobe. I'll tell you when you get back. It's bad, though. Hopefully, I'll confirm it by the time you get back.
The trade did make me more excited about the Wolves, though. Moving forward, not necessarily this year. No,
so
no.
So this kid, we got a good player?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
good.
So D'Angelo Russell was on the verge of being a gigantic bust.
Like one of the biggest busts.
Really?
Yeah. He was the pick after Cat. He was the second pick right after Cat.
That's very impressive.
And he looked like he was in over his head and just an absolute bust. But he's gotten better every year, and now he's basically all-star caliber player.
Good.
But
wow, good.
Cat, him, and Devin Booker want to form like a super team.
Ooh.
And Devin Booker is probably the best of the three.
Where at, though?
Here.
Well, that's the problem.
What?
Now the two of them are here. But how the hell are you going to get Devin Booker from Phoenix?
He's got, what, 4 years left on his contract?
He's got a bazillion dollars on his contract, and we don't have any assets.
Yeah, they don't have any. Yeah, what would they? No.
What about?
Do they want Cat?
What if they get the second pick or something? I think that's kind of what. But they don't have the money to make the contract work.
What about that that George Mikan statue at Target Center? That's got to be worth a lot. What if you toss that in?
Give him the Sid statue too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know. So D'Angelo Russell and Cat clearly makes no difference this year. In fact, I hope it doesn't work out this year.
He will play for us right away?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, tomorrow night. Yeah, they're like introducing him today at noon. I bet it's on this station.
Like we need to trade for him because he's got three broken legs?
No. He's really
go
good.
And play.
Yeah.
Sweet. Awesome,
It'd be
man.
Fun breaking that third
one. They basically...
fun doing it.
Yeah. Have a new basketball team.
They're good for them,
in
man.
72 hours.
They got rid of Bob, and then they got rid of Chief Wiggins.
Yes.
Can he name anyone they got rid of except for Andrew
Rocco.
Wiggins?
They got rid of Rocco.
Okay, besides him.
I remember that because I thought that was a cool nickname.
Yeah, Rocco.
Rocco's pretty neat.
And he looked good on Houston last night.
Of course he was happy, right?
Hey, I'm just trying to keep
warm
up.
Warm there.
You're going Chief Wiggum, right? It's a Simpsons joke?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I thought that was obvious.
I'm like, am I missing? Is Andrew Wiggins' nickname? Did Michael Shines troll hockey and tell him that his nickname was Chief?
He probably did. He probably hates the Wolves as much as anybody.
Got it.
That's what I was going with.
So, yeah, the Wolves are going to continue to be awful.
Which is good for now. Yeah, but next year,
and we'll get a good draft pick this year.
We will get a good draft pick this year. Because the rumor was the hot rumor. Well, we did it once with Cat. That didn't really
move the meter.
He's really good, but it just didn't move the meter much. But the rumors for the last couple of weeks was that Golden State wanted this year's unprotected first-round pick. We ended up giving them next year's top three protected pick.
Ooh.
So it's a year from now when hopefully the Wolves are better. And even if they don't make the playoffs next year, which would be a disaster again, it's top three protected.
Well, that's pretty cool for us. If it's top three, we don't have to give it to them.
Super good deal for
awesome.
The Wolves.
Yeah, yeah.
And
good
nationally,
job,
everybody's saying, yeah, the Wolves got a really good deal, and the Warriors probably jumped the gun. They should have just waited till the summer and had more teams fight over D'Angelo Russell.
All right, well, who's in charge of the trades and stuff? Who's the GM at
Gerson
the Wolves?
Gerson Rosas.
Nice job, dude.
Yeah, it was. It was great.
All right.
Well, and Golden State knows what they're doing.
Yeah,
they've
done
a pretty good job.
Arguably get the first pick.
Right.
You know, they'll have the most lottery balls for the first pick.
Well, it's tied. The top three
plus,
are tied.
And
that's right.
The beauty, though, of the NBA is the speculation starts the second stuff happens. The speculation is they're going to take this pick in this year's draft and next, the one that the Wolves gave them, and trade it to Milwaukee for Antetokounmpo, who's a free agent after this year.
Mm. What now?
Giannis?
Antetokounmpo?
Yeah. Awesome. Kenta Maeda.
I'm shocked we talked basketball this long.
Man, I'm excited
about
it. I'm a huge fan.
No, I know. Yeah.
I can talk to. I'm gonna call Michael later. Start spouting nonsense.
It's kind of funny. Tell him
nationally.
I don't know what you're gonna say to him either.
It shows how flyover country this is, though.
Right.
Where this is a huge trade, and it was kind of.
I haven't seen
kind of
ESPN.
A big story on national news.
Yeah. I didn't know it happened until you guys just told me. Yeah.
Well, D'Angelo Russell has to be thrilled because he went from the worst team in the NBA to the fourth worst team.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, huge jump for him.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Right into playoff contention.
Get out of the sunshine, right?
Right.
I mean, he's so sick of the beaches and stuff.
You see the video?
Yeah.
Right?
Cat handed him a coat.
Yeah, he gets off the old private jet last night, D'Angelo Russell, you know, middle of the night, pitch black or whatever. And D'Angelo, or Cat has the D'Angelo Russell Wolves jersey to give him, but he also gives him my guess is, not a cheap coat.
Right.
No, it's that coat.
Even though D'Angelo's winter coat looked very nice.
Yeah.
But Cat was giving him a new one, too.
Can you tell me where he went to college?
Ohio State.
Yeah.
So he knows a little cold. Where has he played in a cold weather city before
where's
now?
Where's he from, originally?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I know this. He's from...
he was an Ohio State guy, right?
Winchester. Yeah.
I'm not
Winchester, Indiana.
That.
Yep.
Grew up in Winchester, Indiana. Was a Winchester, what was the name of that?
He's from Kentucky.
Falcon.
All right, so it gets colder in Kentucky.
Not really.
Not like this, but cold.
Yeah. Okay.
Either way. I don't know if he wants to play here, but he definitely wants to play with Cat and Devin Booker. That's the thing. So
you got enough money.
Get Devin here.
You never have to be outside. And all the basketball courts are indoors, so it doesn't matter where you play. Play well and have fun.
Right, they all live downtown, so they can just walk in the skyway. You don't ever have to go outside.
To be young and live downtown.
Right, mm-hmm.
And be an NBA player with millions of dollars and just slay tens every night.
Yeah.
And once in a while practice basketball.
Gets the summer off.
Is he tall?
Not really.
6'2"?
Yeah, damn it, that's tall!
Well, he's a point guard.
No, I think he's, according to Wikipedia, he's 6'4".
Yeah, but he's still a point guard.
Yeah.
That's short for the
NBA. That's a foot taller than hockey.
Almost a foot and a half taller.
No, it's not a foot and a half.
Yeah.
Where the hell's AJ?
He's not going to come in until 7 today.
Oh.
He has some extenuating circumstances.
Okay.
He has diarrhea?
I do. Man, I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sick. My belly's... Terrible, terrible problem.
Well, I got a raging cold, so anybody want to make out with me?
You were going to say something else.
Yeah, me too.
Boy, it's none of your business.
When you say the words raging in front of anything, you're
always referring to an erection.
And there's business involved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is. If it's raging, take it serious.
Right.
If it's a raging chipmunk, step away.
Raging Bull. Great film.
Great Bull.
Like Hockey's dad in the mid-80s had raging herpes. Everybody stepped.
Doesn't that sound awful?
Yeah.
It's
just over.
No, that's not curable.
Well, lukewarm.
All of my dad's STDs were curable.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, any kind of.
Oh, all of them.
An aggravation.
Yeah. Oh, he just dabbled with the safe ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd always have to go to the red door, he said. They knew his.
Get a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Nothing a shot can't cure.
I think you and Hockey share the same father.
It might be possible. Yeah. Because, it could be. It could be.
They share the same doctor.
And we might not share the same father, but they may have been in the same room when both of us were consumed. What?
Consumed?
Conceived.
I think they were both consumed.
Yeah.
That was at my wedding, the groom's dinner, I thanked Tim's dad as a pastor.
Right.
I thanked him for consummating the marriage.
Whoops.
Wait a minute.
I meant officiating and said consummating.
That's great.
And it's Tim's dad, though, so he smiled kind of because he's like, I mean...
It's like the bit from The Office
if
slash
that's what
Braveheart,
the Lord wants me to do.
Right, when Michael says he wants prima nocta, where he wants to basically take all of the brides before their wedding day, and he doesn't understand that that's what that means. Very similar.
Yeah.
You've never seen Braveheart?
No.
You dude, should.
I've
you
seen
should.
Parts of it, yeah.
They may take our lives, but they will never take our freedom.
And our women.
And they may never take... They won't take our women.
That's Indiana Brave part, right?
Damn right. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you... I could picture you when it came down to fighting for the women with your face painted, you know?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
They will not take our women.
Right. They will not.
Sons of bitches.
That's exactly right. I love that. They may beat my ass.
You
but they're going to be too tired for beating on me.
Because you thought they were going to take your women.
Oh, speaking of fights.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Did you see our boy?
Yeah, Jason.
Jason
got a fight.
Threw down last night. He did. Someone was trying to take his woman.
I saw people tweeting about it, but I didn't see a clip of the actual fight.
It's very short. Doesn't happen very long. It was really interesting because I could tell that he'd been taking like UFC fighting lessons or something like that.
His stance?
Yeah, his stance was very. It wasn't like
Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, it was like he was thinking things through. But it wasn't a long enough fight for him to really get down to business. He did kick the guy in the face with his skate.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was awesome.
Trying to slash his throat.
Did he win the fight?
I would say no, he did not.
Oh, really?
But it wasn't.
Who did he fight against?
It wasn't an ass kicking though.
No,
by any
not
stretch,
at all.
No.
Neither one of them did a good job, and they stopped it rather quickly.
They both got visors on too.
They had visors.
So which that
you're wasting your time.
Yeah,
right.
And if you could cut your hand,
dude, I will never forget. But I can't remember his name, but I'll never forget his knuckles.
Oh, Matt Johnson?
Matt Johnson.
Yeah.
You couldn't believe it, dude. His fist was one knuckle, because he'd hit people in the helmet so many times, that it was one, right?
Yeah.
It was one giant knuckle. I'll never forget it. It was just the right hand, too. Just clobbering helmets.
Ugh.
Right?
When you get older, that's going to be some arthritis.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah, that's going to hurt so bad.
All right, we'll come back. We'll do front page sports. Most of that will include D'Angelo Russell talk. We'll do initials at 8:15. AJ will be here about 7. Parrish will be here about 7. We'll talk to Mr. Z about movies. He's excited to talk about Birds of Prey.
Yeah,
a deeper level.
People
is it really
90 something on Rotten Tomatoes? It was the last time I checked.
Really
crazy.
It's it was like 92 yesterday.
That's interesting because a week 91. Ago, Mr. Z was convinced that critics were not going to like it.
Right.
It's that the
91.
Whole time he watched it, he said, "This is kind of fun, but I don't think critics are going to care much for this."
Margot Robbie is a treasure.
Yeah, she's really good.
I don't even think she's gotten the respect yet she's going to get. She's a great actress.
How about the controversy with her and Jim Carrey? Do you read about this or see this?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
So Jim Carrey and Margot Robbie are on the Graham Norton show, the British talk show, right?
That's
everybody,
a great show.
It's like James Corden where everybody's on the couch at the same time and they all kind of just BS together.
Sure.
And Jim Carrey turns around and looks at Margot Robbie and says, "You know, like, I don't know you very well, but I just want to say, I'm really proud of you and happy for you for how far you've come despite your physical limitations."
Oh, that's great.
And the crowd goes crazy.
That's a great line.
And then he basically said, like, "Oh, a lot of talent over here." So he's taking a shot at her that she's just pretty and not talented.
Oh, did you think that's how you took it?
But it was a joke.
Yeah.
But the people that are saying, "You can't joke about that. You're saying she's only pretty." No, he is saying she's talented. He's joking that she's super pretty and super talented.
Yeah, got it. Okay,
joke is you're just hot and not talented.
Right.
It's a joke. He's kidding.
Can't joke about it.
God, he's just joking.
People are up in arms about that.
Margot Robbie is one of the prettiest women on the planet, but also one of the best actresses on the planet.
How did she take it?
She laughed at the time. I haven't seen if she's responded on social media since, but she laughed pretty hard, especially when he said, "Despite all your physical limitations."
That's funny.
During the break, we'll get the soundbite. Okay. I almost just said it word for word, so it's not much more, but you can hear the crowd go crazy, and she is laughing. Big deal.
Her
it's a joke.
Reserved performance in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood makes you fall in love with her. And she maybe has 10 lines.
Oh, that's it?
But she's on screen probably for 45 minutes. But her facial expressions when she's watching herself on a movie, she goes to a movie theater to watch her movie just to see what the reaction is. And the delight and the way she communicates with her face, she's great.
She's terrific.
She's
one of the best actresses we have.
Yeah.
And just happens to have one of the prettiest faces and best bodies on the planet.
Well, I'm sorry. No, we got to go to break.
It's physical limitations.
Did you ever get to hear the Smigel interview I talked to you about?
I heard about half of it.
Did
I didn't
hear
all of it.
Did you hear him talk about the ambiguously gay duo?
No, I didn't catch that part.
Dude, you wouldn't believe.
I caught the Michael Jackson animation part
at
the end.
It's been so close to being a movie twice.
Really?
The ambiguously gay duo?
Steve Carey, Alec Baldwin. They were going to be
Steve Carell?
I'm sorry, Steve Carell. and Alec Baldwin were going to be the first. Then that got scrapped. Then Jim Carrey was on board to be one of the ambiguously gay duo. It's been, and he says the script is great. It just hasn't been done yet.
Are they nervous that it won't work in the climate? Or
he told different stories about why the studio that owned it wouldn't sell it to the studio that wanted to make it, on and on and on. But that's a fascinating interview.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. I heard the part about how he came up with Triumph. It was basically just like a bit that him and his wife used to do, and they thought it was funny, yeah. And then he just did it.
They would make, they would pretend their dog was talking in different situations.
That's
and the funny
genius.
Part was when he was like, their dog would always say, hey, in 20 years, we should come back here. And they'd be like, he's not going to be alive in 20 years.
That's brilliant.
That's a good bit,
it's a great bit.
That's a great bit. Hilarious.
Yeah. Right. Michael's really funny.
He's really funny.
He's super funny.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
The Fan. The Fan.
Join the Power Trip Morning Show for a live recording of our after party podcast.
What?
At Utapils Brewing today from 10 a.m. to noon. $4 yeah. beers and free food from Dickies and Egan.
Yeah.
Registration is free. See KFN.com events, keyword events to register and more information.
Hi.
Sweet, that's today, 10 to noon.
You think
Utapils.
It ain't?
Live,
that's right,
Power
man.
Power Trip After Party Podcast.
That's right.
I love. I invited Carly Zucker, but she's out of town.
Surrounded me.
No. And I invited Jason, but he's in the ICU.
Yeah, he's still
sad.
In the penalty box.
Get the best of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that was a short fight. Pizza was texting me that video. It's a pretty short fight.
Pretty short fight. But you see his stance, what I'm saying?
Yeah, they both had a pretty good stance going
stance.
There.
He had a stance happening.
All right, so other callbacks to last segment. Here's the Jim Carrey joke. Towards Margot Robbie on the Graham Norton show.
I wanted to talk to you because you're amazing and I'm so excited for you.
Oh,
it's
thanks.
Incredible that you've gotten as far as you have with your obvious physical disadvantages. Unbelievable. It's really something. That's just pure talent there. Just a talent ever ride there.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And people and joke about anything.
Where
anymore.
I found it, there's a bunch of comments like, does he know she's up for an Academy Award?
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
That's his point.
That's his bit.
Right.
Like, when you can't, oh God.
I know.
We've gotten to the point where you can't even, like.
Well, look at what you, when you make jokes about me, you're one of my best friends. You were in my wedding and you make a joke about me and other people get offended.
For you.
For me.
And she doesn't look offended.
No, she laughs good. The whole time.
And that's the key is the nonverbal stuff. And if she looked like she didn't care, then who cares? And she's doing great.
And if she cared, there's plenty of ammo to come back at Jim Carrey.
Yes.
And I would argue, if she cared, she's got to learn how to take a joke. It's a joke.
Yes.
He is kidding.
But that's
the name of his show, for God's sakes.
I love Twitter. I think it can be used for awesome things. Yeah. It's how I get my news.
It broke the Russell news.
But there are so many people that they just search through Twitter and look for something to be offended about. There are people from Kansas City upset at me because I said that Travis Kelce stole his buddy's press conference or his post-game interview, and I'm like, he's got to make it about him. People that don't follow me, don't live in here. You know what I mean? Where I'm just, calm down, peeps. Relax. Enjoy your day.
Duh.
All right, let's do front page sports. It's brought to you by Ryan Pasiga, Criminal Defense.
Sorry, but I dig this song.
Who is this?
Brother Kane.
Oh.
You don't remember from the 90s?
The decade, not the nightclub.
Might be now the 90s, I bet. I like that band.
The Timberwolves have lost 13 consecutive basketball games. They are 15-35. They play tomorrow night against the Los Angeles Clippers of Anaheim, and they will be hosting Kawhi Leonard. But they will be doing so with a brand new player because D'Angelo Russell is a Minnesota Timberwolf. The Wolves sent former number one overall pick, Andrew Wiggins, and next year's first round pick, protected for the top three, and a worthless second round pick for next year as well, to the Warriors for D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you listen to Barrero yesterday?
Who?
Dan Barrero and Johnny Athletic. That segment was, you need to go back and listen to it. It's fantastic breakdown of it. On just, of course, D'Angelo is an awesome player, but just getting rid of Wiggins and the contract is so huge.
Yeah. And it breeds life into a team that had literally zero.
There's they like were four the people night, the other
24
night.
Hours ago, they were a laughing stock.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they still are.
Yeah, but I mean, like they had like seven players because they traded four of them, and it was just they were awful. They were just meat saucing it. It doesn't do much now, but hopefully next season they get off to a fresh start and they can maybe win some games. But most importantly, and I know Hockey thinks this because this is the only aspect of the Wolves he cares about, hopefully it puts butts in the seats and people keep their jobs.
Yep.
That's it. Poor Marty Gellner, right? Trudging through a full season and trying to make people interested, right?
Right. Well, this will...
And she's the TP.
Yeah. She's the toilet paper?
How do you do? I'm Alfred Hitchcock, and I would like to tell you about Marnie, which will be coming to this theater soon. Oh. One might call Marnie a sex mystery. That is,
would.
If one used the word.
I would call her that.
Alfred
Here is further proof that Marnie is a talking picture.
Oh, she is.
What yeah, a weird guy.
Yeah, what a weird...
And that name, too.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. So anyway, tomorrow night, the D'Angelo Russell debut. Press conference today, I believe, at noon.
Yes. Yep.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, it's something, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch.
It's more for
I
will next watch year now. And the years
yeah,
beyond.
Yeah, I mean,
this
I'll watch
dead.
For 20 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just the problem is don't win, like, 10 games or something. Like, let's not get cute here.
Hey, no. Look, and I know this is supposed to be, like, a team thing, and you want everybody to be team players, but, like, when D'Angelo Russell is having an introductory press conference, but the Wolves sent out that press release, it's like... We're doing a press conference tomorrow to introduce all the new players, and there's like eight guys. No one has questions for the other seven.
No one cares.
They shouldn't even be required
to show up. They shouldn't
even
be there. No. I mean, like, no offense, guys, but we don't care. You're just going to sit there?
No one cares about what Malik Beasley has to say.
Right.
No one.
What was it like when you got the... Right. Oh, I've already... Yeah, no like, before cares. The question's over, you're going to lose interest right. in the question.
Yeah.
No one cares. The Wild won 4-2 over the Vancouver Canucks, and Jason Zucker got into a fight.
Boom.
Yeah. Had a fight today.
Pretty cute, right?
Yeah.
Good Goals by Kevin Fiala, Ryan Hartman, Zach Parise, and Brad Hunt nailed it.
Good for them. They got a win. They need wins or players are going to start being shipped the other direction.
Right. Probably still will either way.
Yeah,
right?
I think they are anyway. Yeah, it's basically over.
This weekend, guys, it all starts... And by starts, I mean ends. The XFL epically fails for the first time this weekend.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Hockey
are we going to do
gonna,
some betting?
Yeah, let's
yeah,
bet
okay,
on
let's
it.
Do
yeah.
it, man. All right,
I
good.
Can't wait for this to crash and burn
oh,
so
yeah.
bad.
Oh, yeah. Let's see here, Hogsley.
Yes, sir.
Schedule
what a joke.
Here.
Yes, sir.
There's eight teams, I know.
There's a game tomorrow, though. Seattle versus the first game, Seattle at D.C. and then Los Angeles at Houston. Who do you want? Let's do it.
I'm going to go Los Angeles.
Okay.
Because I like that city better.
Yeah.
And what was the other two?
Seattle and D.C.
I'm going to go Seattle for my boy.
All right, I'll take the two road teams.
All right, $50 a piece.
How about $50 total?
All right.
Yeah, let's do $50 total.
I'll take that action, bitch.
Are there lines on it, actual?
I'm sure there is.
I want you guys to think about this.
That'd be a risk, though. They don't get paid anything. You could easily fly them cash.
Right, we've seen some of the quarterback names that are involved in the XFL. On ESPN right now, if you go on the XFL tab.
I saw it.
If you click on the XFL page to see what the top news stories in the XFL are, the lead story, XFL wide receiver Jeff Badette has a helmet worth keeping an eye on. He couldn't even come close to making the Vikings roster.
Right.
Right? He tried. He's fast. Remember we heard that in training camp?
Yeah.
Guy's pretty fast. No. So they're saying he is worth watching. Think about that. Practice squad guys. Bad football sucks.
Here's the other bit too that makes XFL because you go to the NHL. Like if you go to ESPN.com and it's the NHL, it's football, it's college basketball, it's the NBA, it's all the 4, 5, 6 major sports that most people care about.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to the side and it's top headlines. The NBA's full of different headlines. This one on the same page. Chad Johnson skips XFL kickout tryout. Two stories down. Chad Johnson trying out as XFL kicker.
Right,
like,
so you can't
they don't
get,
have.
Yeah.
They don't. They can't even fill the news.
Their other lead story on the top right hand corner of the tab is former Temple star PJ Walker will be the starting quarterback for the XFL's Houston Roughnecks because he beat out former Raiders quarterback Connor Cook.
Oh God, if I'm Connor
Temple Cook, star PJ Walker. I've never heard of that son of a bitch. Who the hell is
but
PJ
who cares?
Walker?
We're betting on it.
And we're going to bet. And again, I like watching high school football. I don't. They don't have to be NFL caliber players for me to like watching them play it.
Are you you're in the minority, though.
I know that. I don't mind that.
Yeah, that's why this is going to fail. Most people want to watch good sports.
The first game is on ABC. Like, it's not on.
You know, I'm being completely honest with you. If it weren't like 2 weeks after football season, I would probably give it a shot. I don't need football right now. I could use a break.
So, you know, like May-ish, maybe?
Yeah.
Post-NFL draft.
Right after the draft.
Then I would be really excited post-NFL draft, because then I'm like, I need some more.
Do it when the NFL is basically on that break.
The XFL average salary is $55,000. If you're on an NFL practice squad, you're making $100K a year.
Making more than that. Do
you remember the one? What was the name of the league that folded after 8 weeks because they couldn't even pay their players?
My father-in-law went to a game in San Diego because he stays out there in the winter.
Yeah.
Last time, he's got an AAF hat. Wonder if that's going to be on eBay someday, but yeah.
There is only one good AAF.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, I forgot about them.
They rock.
Yep. Have you? I like this video.
Seen them?
Yeah,
and they
multiple times.
Play this, right?
Yeah, the one time they opened up for 311, I think it was in like Fargo, and they said, "We're only playing good music tonight," and they didn't play Smooth Criminal. And everybody was pissed.
How do you not play this?
I know, and I thought they were still awesome because they have a lot of really good songs. But yeah,
Movies
the masses
is a great song.
Right.
Yeah,
the masses want to hear Smooth Criminal.
Speaking of people concerts, were not happy. Christopher Allen Hockey.
Yes, sir.
Did you see that Zach Brown's going to be in Vegas when we're there?
The Friday night that we're there.
We booked tickets.
You got tickets? Yep. How much were they? They pretty off the
wall. Well, they were $99 before.
T-Mobile? Where is he playing?
Yeah, T-Mobile. Yeah. Right. Before the fees.
Okay.
So with fees, it's like $120, and that's in the Jack Daniels Lounge.
Wow.
So we're going to get...
How far are we from there? Are we walking distance?
T-Mobile's right next to Park MGM New York.
Right behind New York,
And it's, awesome. It's at least two or three beers to walk there.
I think I'm in.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Do you want to go?
I think I do. Let's get some tickets today.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, good. Done.
Yeah, Alien Ant Farm's got some shredders.
I don't think I've heard this one. What's this one called?
SS Recognize.
This song rocks.
This was on one of the Madden games, wasn't it?
Maybe?
I think it was. I think this one was. Anyway. All right. Alien
Ant Farm. We got to go to break.
Yeah, we do. AJ will be here in about 45 minutes. Same thing with Mark Parrish. Initials at 8:15. Sauce your hands up.
Where'd my national cash... Oh, it's right here in front of me. National cash contest time. Text the keyword JOCK, that's JOCK, to 200-200 to enter shot to put a grand in your hand. Standard text message and data rates, they do apply.
Oh, that's great, dude.
There's no doubt.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
The Fan. AFAN.
Hey, Hogs.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
How did your singing go last night?
It was a lot of fun, man. Thank you. Good. The Armadillos are just great, and I sang two songs with them at the end of the show, and it was super cool. I'm doing it again tonight and tomorrow, but it's good to be on stage again, man. Felt good. Felt good. Really, really good. Man, they're great. Jeez Louise. Holy moly. Way beyond
the shadow now. Out today, Green Day's 13th album. Yeah.
13th.
It's 25 minutes and 53 seconds long.
Say that again?
25 minutes, 53 seconds long.
Very punk.
Yeah.
Their shortest album ever.
I wonder how long Kerplunk is.
I don't know, but this is their shortest.
Hmm.
Stone Temple Pilots have a new album out today. Not a Surf has one today.
What?
Yep. Man. Richard Marx, LaRue. Chris, you and I love that Bulletproof song, right? Bulletproof by LaRue.
That's a ripper.
Total shredder.
Yep.
Yep.
This song's so good. God, was this a... This was everything to me in, like, sixth grade. This was such a hit.
Yeah, Dookie was a massive album.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was Parental Advisory, and I think it only had, like, two or three bad words in it. It's sweet.
A man in Nebraska's in jail this morning. He told police officers he scammed a prostitute with a bounced check. Norfolk police say 23-year-old Wyatt Walker paid a girl for sex after meeting her online, but she returned to his residence after the check would not clear due to insufficient funds.
Is Wyatt not familiar with Jerry Springer?
I know. I mean, I regret paying her with a check. Not so much the rest of it. That's not,
is that gone?
Maybe.
Somebody deleted it?
Maybe.
No, found it. Hand found
good.
It.
Some 9 years ago, I spent time with a woman I shouldn't have, and I paid her with a check. I wish I hadn't done that, and the truth is, I wish no one would ever know.
Right, again, we've broken this down every time this comes up.
Yeah.
But really what he's saying...
Some 9 years ago, I spent time with a woman I shouldn't have, and I paid her with a check. I wish I hadn't done that, and the truth is, I wish no one would ever know.
Right, what he's saying is, I should have paid her in cash, because I didn't mind doing it.
Right.
But I should not have paid her in a check, because then people knew, because I don't want people to know.
That's right.
And I pay her in cash, like, dude.
Caught.
Right, pay her in cash.
Always cash.
You don't write a check to a prostitute
or a drug dealer. Cash is king, man. God, this is a great band, Hogs.
Officers responded to his residence where the sex worker had shown up with two men and said she was going to kill him unless he paid twice the original amount. So he called the cops and he got in trouble, too. You know.
Probably worth the penalty, though. I mean, if he's got a wife and kids and maybe he's fired from his job, who knows? But all that's better than dying, right? Public shaming, better than actually getting killed if the threat was real.
Yeah, sure.
You're going to lose your job. Your wife's going to leave you. Your kids are going to disown you.
Right.
You're all set,
but you're going to be alive.
Thank you, buddy. Yep. What's that total?
240.
On it right now. Sending it as we speak.
Perfect. Look at you Venmoing things.
Yeah, right. He's going to sit by us at Zach Brown. We're going to drink Jack Daniels.
That's right.
Oh, thanks for the invite, guys.
Screaming me till my ears bleed, please.
Corey, would you like to go to Zach Brown Band in Las Vegas? It's a probably 2-hour thing. So now,
well, not
I just got a Venmo and it for the comments. Rim job.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, that's why, that's the only reason you give money on Venmo is to write filthy things. I write some of the worst things ever when I pay people.
By the way, I had a Venmo. I wanted to tell you guys this. How do I do notifications? Incomplete settings. Purchases? No. A gentleman on the Venmo machine sent me $3. Said because he loves the show and he's always listened and he knows the station can't figure out how to
monetize the podcast.
So he gave us $1 each.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Wait, so did you give out your Venmo account at some point?
No,
how did he find you?
He just found me.
You can find it either social media or...
It's pretty easy to find mine.
Yeah, yeah.
So what you're saying is I should get a Venmo account.
Why not?
And then just post my Venmo account on Twitter as often as possible and hope people randomly give me money.
I have in my account right now $3.69.
The 69 cents is from Halverson.
From Halverson, right?
Yes.
Yep. And then the $3, which I technically owe each of you $1. So there you go. Congratulations. And I wish I could remember which the dude's name was.
Think about it. Now we're at the point, because we can't monetize the podcast, even though we have a bazillion downloads.
Scott Dillon. Thank you,
we're
Scott.
We're begging
for
money. We are holding up signs on an exit ramp saying, we do a podcast. Please give us something.
Just to get hockey going, the thing that they asked us to do yesterday that's this summer that's going to be fun, would they ask any other show to do it?
How do I say this without being an absolute a-hole?
There's no chance. I'm sorry, there's not. I know what you're going to say. There's no way to say it without it being a butthole thing.
The other shows couldn't fill a boat.
See? That's not true.
That is true.
No, it's not true.
I think that is
PA
true.
PA certainly could.
They have a different base.
Yeah, but they go to the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
They show up for charge.
That's mean.
And the wings.
Oh, God. What would you pay for some boneless wings, Hawk?
Right now?
Right now.
That should be fun, though.
$74,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, $74,000.
Yeah, that's what I'd pay.
Richard Marx's 12th album.
You should play some Richard Marx, Hawk.
There's some great Richard Marx.
Oh, yeah. Is he married to Daisy Fuentes?
Yes, that is correct.
Good for him.
By the way, you want to hear a fun story that came out of nowhere?
Yes.
There's a show called Jesus and Miro on Showtime
it's
now.
It's a big deal. People like that show a lot. Yeah, those guys are apparently pretty a pretty big deal.
First time I'd ever heard of them. I'm late to the game, as always. But David Letterman was on, and he said this about Quentin Tarantino. Now, this, by the way, is the way you play the game when somebody threatens you. This is how you do it.
2 days later, my assistant gets a call. It's Quentin Tarantino. He starts screaming at me, "I'm going to beat you to death. I am,
what?
I'm going to kill you. I am coming to New York. I'm going to beat you up, and you can't say that about me." So I now say, "Okay, how do you want to do this, bat or fists?" And he said, "Bat." I said, "Okay, great. When can he come in? When would be convenient?" And I say now to my assistant, "He wants to come in tomorrow night. Can you get him on the red eye?" And this goes on and on and on, and that was it. So we don't hear from him for quite a while.
You didn't find him at all?
He didn't show up. Years later, is going to be on the show. So now he's in the makeup room. And I say, hi, Quentin. I said, remember that thing where you were going to, I think you owe me an apology. And he says, well, I don't know. You know, you're making some blah, blah, blah. And his publicist keeps saying, Quentin, just apologize. Finally, he apologizes. But I could tell he wasn't certain that he owed me an apology.
Hmm.
You know where David Letterman's from?
Indiana.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to come fight me?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to send you a plane ticket.
That's such an Indiana thing.
That is that's how you roll. Even if you're going to get beat up, that's fine. Come on.
Yeah. People are afraid of, it's good to have a little crazy to you.
Yeah, of course. Well,
little crazy keeps people on their toes.
Again, I've said it a million times. I'd rather you hit me in the nose than tell me you're going to hit me in the nose.
Right.
Yeah. Just do it.
Do it.
If you would play that and no one knew that was David Letterman, you're like, yeah, I went to high school with that guy. You'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Honestly, think about how crazy the 90s were, the decade now, the nightclub. What if, you know, 2-3 movies in... Was this when that happened, give or take?
I don't know the story about it. I
don't know
idea.
Either.
Yeah, I really don't.
Let's just say it's like early Tarantino films.
Sure.
What if David Letterman and Quentin Tarantino got into an actual bat fight in like 1996?
Like Ron Burgundy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But just
you killed a guy.
Like, and then the story leaks out that Letterman bought him a red-eye plane ticket. Tarantino grabbed a bat, jumped on a flight, flew across country from Los Angeles to New York. And they met in an alley and swang bats at each other for 5 minutes, and Quentin Tarantino's in the hospital. Would have been one of the greatest stories of all time.
And here's the thing, the baller move about it, John. And again, I'm not pretending. I would definitely lose a fight to all of you. But the baller move about it is Quentin's going to, even let's say he says, you know what, good, let's do this. And he gets on the plane, Letterman bought for him the ticket. The whole time on the way there, he's thinking to himself, this guy's flying me out to fight me?
Right. He's paying for my flight.
By the time you get there, you're mentally whooped.
I mean, at the time, Letterman probably could have called up NBC and send the private jet
for him.
Well,
of course,
him.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah,
what I don't get either, Letterman. Though,
no, put him in economy.
Letterman was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you ever allow Quentin Tarantino back on your show? You don't need Quentin Tarantino.
Right.
For the...
Josie's a bigger person.
Something's going to happen.
Right, yeah.
That's why.
But if it didn't, it sounds like, you know... If his story just came out now, it sounds like it never got awkward on the air.
Right.
Maybe
if you bring that up on the air, then it's gold, right? If it's, hey, I wasn't going to have you on because remember last time I joked about you 2 years ago, you threatened to fly to New York and beat me up with a bat. If you ask, if that's your lead question, then you book Tarantino immediately.
Yeah.
If you're just going to go, so tell us about Jackie Brown. What? Then don't even have him on.
Yeah. But by doing that, he won the fight because Tarantino needs him.
Yeah.
He doesn't need Tarantino. Right. And so you're flying him there to be on the show, and you just go in, and he clearly didn't forget about it because he goes and he brings it up and says, hey, I think you owe me an apology.
That's the ultimate boss move. Don't mess with somebody from Indiana because they won't back down.
See, Letterman should have kicked his ass and then took his woman.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That would have been an Indiana move.
We'll do what really matters after this. Scores and stats around the world of sports in about 20 minutes from now. AJ and Paris should be joining. This is the Power Trip Morning Show. Ah, the fan.
The fan.
Just when I believe I could live want for more.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Celebrating Richard Marx's new record that comes out today by playing his old stuff.
Did you buy it?
Not yet. I'll give it a listen, though. I really will. I like Richard Marx.
Yeah, he's sweet.
I have a version of one of his songs. Hold on, which one is it? This song, Endless Summer Nights. Which is this
great.
Is, you know,
that sounds good. Sexual.
There's saxophone in there.
The sax.
Yeah,
bang.
This is definitely 80s at its best. He did an acoustic version of this song. And it's a completely different song. It's really, really good, man.
This song sounds like it belongs in the room with Tommy Wiseau.
Have you seen downtown Vegas on Fremont Street? Have you seen Safe Sax play?
I haven't seen him.
It's a that's a great name.
Yeah,
he's been there for years.
Yeah.
Safe Sax.
I think I've seen him online, I believe.
He's very...
I've seen a lot of stuff down there.
He thinks highly of himself. And he'll go like right next to women and he just does like a sexual...
Right.
Give her hell.
Isn't the sign of a really good 80s song is if you can almost picture an actor in a film, even if it's not the right movie, but like, this sounds like to me like Tom Cruise getting out of a car walking into a flight school.
100%.
Yeah.
Right? Right, there's like the sun setting. Yeah. Kilmer's flipping him off.
That's so true. You're so right. The sun is definitely setting.
This sounds like sweet love is getting made.
Yeah.
Right. Or maybe like Molly Ringwald and somebody are kissing and it's a freeze frame and then the credits are rolling over the top to this song.
Yeah.
And
the guy from The 2.5 Men is crying in a corner somewhere.
John Cryer.
His
last name is literally Cryer.
He's the geek.
Yeah. Right.
And nobody
he's
wants
Cryer.
Him. Yeah. God, it's a great song. I gotta load that in. I'll find that some play. You guys probably won't like it, but it's good.
Richard Marx Wales.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
Pretty Whaley. And he's fun to follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
Although he's pretty political right now.
He is pretty political.
Yeah. But most of the time he's not.
What sauce?
Only likes his tweets once in a while. Depends.
Yeah. Who he's with?
Yeah. I think right now he would not be a huge Richard Marx fan.
Was that right?
Yeah, you probably should unfollow him for the week.
Check back
next Monday and see how that's going. What really matters works like this. Scores and stats around the world of sports. And then Chris will change your life with something else. And it's brought to you by Center Point Energy.
Thanks,
Center Point Energy.
I appreciate your energy.
Yeah.
The NBA trade deadline was yesterday. And the Wolves arguably made the biggest splash. They land D'Angelo Russell from the Golden State Warriors. They had to give up Andrew Wiggins, next year's number one, although it's protected in the top three. And then a second-round pick as well from next year. So who cares about the second-round pick? Either way, D'Angelo Russell will make his Wolves debut kind of today at noon with a press conference, and then his actual debut tomorrow night against the Los Angeles Clippers of Anaheim here at Target Center. The Wolves have lost 13 straight games. But they didn't have D'Angelo Russell in any of those.
Right. And they basically have a brand new team.
And, they traded Gorgie Jang.
Yeah,
they traded everybody.
What was the bit when Rosas got here, the players that are now left from when he got here 9 months ago, there's three of them. It's Carl.
I thought it was two. I thought it was Okogie and Carl.
And then Culver.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's three.
I see what you're saying, because... Well, yeah.
He drafted Culver.
I guess he called. Yeah, he drafted Culver, I guess. Yes, the stat that I was hearing yesterday was they went technically from the time he got here, which is pre-Culver, the only two that are left are Cat and Okogie. But you're right, he drafted Culver. So, yeah, the joke was that Josh Okogie is now the second longest tenured Minnesota Timberwolf.
And Gorgie was great, man. He did a ton for his community. Gorgie was a great dude.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, overpaid, but seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, but he can't help that. He did
not. All of us... That's the dream, to be overpaid. All three of us are, except for the podcast.
Oh, here we go.
Well, but there are others more overpaid.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Right? I mean, it's true, right? It's okay.
Sure. Good for them.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
That's the dream, B.
What really matters, though, is this.
Okay, good point. Everybody who ever record or hear themselves on the radio or on tape says, man, that's what I sound like. And there's a reason for that. When you speak, your ears pick up vibrations from your throat, which changes the way your voice sounds to you. But others can't hear those vibrations you're hearing, so you sound different to them than you think you sound. Because I think I sound like...
Right. So the last 24 hours since I've had this cold hovering, I said to my wife yesterday, I go, I would pay a lot of money just to have this voice permanently. And she goes... What's the difference?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She really loves you.
I'm like, you know, I do radio. The voice is basically what people hear.
Yeah.
Are you just a cash machine to her?
Ooh. I don't know.
Cash.
Oh.
Oh.
I did think you said ass.
He's definitely not.
He's that too.
Why'd you just wave your pinky at me?
She hates you.
Yeah, he was flirting with you.
Yeah, flirting with you. I've seen if you were interested.
Yeah. We put this somewhere?
Yeah.
Howdy. You interested?
Howdy, ma'am.
What really matters is this. My turn? Your turn? My turn? You just did that one.
Yeah.
4-2, the Wild beat the Vancouver Canucks. Wild goals by Fiala, Hartman, Parisi, and Hunt.
Nailed it. Jeez.
Weird.
Yep, the Wild are 25-22-6. The Canucks 30-20-5. Zucker got into a fight. He is in the emergency room.
Plastic surgery now.
Yes.
Yeah, he's they're patching up his face.
Yep. Carly said, "Give him the Jimmy Garoppolo."
That's
please.
Exactly what she said. Yep.
So they're trying to fix his face to look more like Jimmy G. Just hopefully he wins more often.
Yeah.
What really matters is this.
It's illegal in South Dakota. In case you're listening in South Dakota, and you very well could be real careful. It's illegal to sleep in a cheese factory in South Dakota.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
Are there cheese factories in Minnesota?
Yeah, I would assume.
No.
Like, technically, isn't Lando Lakes a cheese factory?
It's a fair question.
I don't know. We need Mr. Rogers to go on a field trip.
I don't know.
Is that... Lando Lakes is here, right?
Yes.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, Shoreview.
It's the Land of Lakes.
Yeah. Or Arden Hills, I think, technically.
The Red Bench Bakeries in Chaska.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've heard great things.
The hallway these guys brought in a bunch of stuff. Yeah, they brought in a bunch of stuff.
These gentlemen come in here and they go, yeah, Lawyer Lambert's a big fan. There's nothing more than Chris Hockey my dad likes more than baked goods.
That's normally his reward for acting.
There's one thing he really likes a lot more than baked goods.
What's that?
It involves a gas mask and some Kentucky jelly.
What are you two into?
You can guess.
Lots of stuff.
Yuck.
Is it my turn or your turn?
I don't know. Oh, I said the Cheese Factory thing. Your turn.
Oh, yeah, the Cheese Factory thing.
Yeah.
Jeez. What else do we have? Oh, the All-Star Game selections were made, and everybody's ripping Giannis Antetokounmpo for picking a horrible team. No, it doesn't matter. But when you look at the lineups on both sides... one's team LeBron, one is team Giannis. It's almost like Giannis had never heard any of those names before. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you really picked those guys? I don't know if he picked his friends, but if these guys truly tried as hard as they could, if these were Olympic teams, right? I would bet my house on team LeBron if they actually tried. Now, they might not try in the All-Star game, so maybe team Giannis wins. It's not even close because they drafted him. And everybody's ripping them. It doesn't make any sense. Team LeBron goes like this. Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Luka Doncic, James Harden, Damian Lillard, Ben Simmons, Nikola Jokic, Jason Tatum, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, and Domantas Sabonis. Team Giannis is the guys from Rat.
A great point.
Great band,
the
dude.
The first three picks by Giannis, Embiid, Siakam, and Kemba Walker. Are you high?
Wow.
How do you... What?
He's just picking his buddies or something.
Yeah, but... Okay.
Yep. What really matters, though, is this.
Is this some rap?
Damn right it is. That's a good tune. I hear your body talk. The tiny nation of San Marino is defended by a crossbow corps that dates all the way back to 1295. They're old. But they'll still use that crossbow.
It's like Daryl from The Walking Dead. My guess is shooting crossbows is fun.
I have a crossbow.
Do you?
I bet you do.
But I haven't used it yet. I bought it at a silent auction.
Were you drunk?
Yeah. Yep. But I have a permit to use it for hunting.
What do you hunt with a crossbow?
Deer.
Okay.
Yep. Man. You could hunt turkey.
No, not
you could hunt man.
Not what you hunt.
End up in prison, but...
Tomorrow there are two games in the XFL.
Hell yeah, Hugs.
Seattle at DC and Los Angeles at Houston. Watch it while you can, because it's not going to last very long.
Is it the DC Defenders, right?
Don't know. Corey, you're good at stuff. You're smart. You think things out. If you had to put an over-under on how many weeks or seasons the XFL would last, what would you put it
Isn't it a two-year contract? I think it's a two-year deal.
And it's backed by... McMahon has a... ton of money.
But he had a ton of money the first
stock
time.
Just bombed out.
But there were more than eight teams, I think, last time. You would think if he's doing it again, he's a smart businessman. He's doing this, hopefully, with lessons learned
hockey
from the first time around.
An hour ago. If it were a month or two from now, I go, oh, yeah, football, I'll watch. No one cares.
No, but everybody's going to watch and realize how bad it is. Yeah. And then, unless you are the biggest fan of football of all time.
Or you're Connor Cook's mom.
Right. You're going to walk away. But people will watch out of curiosity, and then they're going to say, what am I doing with my life? So maybe it would have helped a little bit if they waited a couple of months, but I think the 2 years is about the max. We're gonna move on.
Yeah.
What really matters is this.
Hey.
Hey, babe.
Sorry, that phone's ringing. Page.
PJ Walker. Who the hell is PJ Walker?
I have no idea.
And what team does he quarterback?
He's having good times, though.
Oh, brilliant. Who does he quarterback?
Who?
Who does PJ Walker quarterback?
Gopher Badgers.
Nailed it.
Well played.
At least one alligator is captured inside of Walt Disney World every year.
What?
You heard what I said. We did.
Dude, we went to a Disney World, I think, a year after that kid got eaten.
Oh,
remember
terrible.
That? Yep. Yeah, terrible. Yep. Right? Where his dad basically watched him get dragged into and under the water, and that was the end. Every time I saw any water when we were in Florida at all, I was about 3.5 inches away from each of my girls. Like, nope, you're not going anywhere. Stay right here. Stay on this path.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. I couldn't shake it out of my head because I'm just going, all it takes is 3 seconds. That thing grabs you and you're gone.
Yeah,
it's over.
Yeah, literally. I mean, you're standing there wondering what you're going to do with the rest of your life.
Right.
Yeah,
How do you live? How do you go on? How do you live? I don't know.
It has to be the most helpless feeling ever. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
You just stand there like an
idiot. There's nothing you can do. You can kill the alligator, that's fine, but it's not going to matter at all.
Nope.
Dear God.
The worst. That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
Where'd you stay?
I don't know.
Animal Kingdom.
Okay, that's how sick is that? You can sit on the balcony and watch.
Yeah, you wake up and there's giraffes there, right outside your window. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
No kidding.
I've never been.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. And they have a ton of space, too. Yeah, it's not like,
damn it,
it's not like the African.
I don't want to wish. But I don't want to wish time away. The 6.5 months old is the perfect age. He's perfect. I don't want anything to change. But, man, the whole Disney World time, that's going to be, I can't wait to see what her face looks like bringing her through there.
Yeah, you live vicariously through them. Well, again, I remember when my daughter was born, and yesterday she turned 6.
It's nuts.
It goes crazy fast.
Mm-hmm. What'd she do for her birthday?
She didn't poop her pants.
Aw.
Well, Dwight did.
It was always today.
Right. She got a Happy Meal. Oh. She got a cupcake from Target. She opened presents. She got a bunch of cool stuff at school from her teacher and her friends.
Oh.
She had a good day. Her birthday party's tomorrow.
Awesome.
Mario themed, of course, because she's going to be a $1 billion esports athlete.
Oh.
Eventually, she will be signed to Wombo. My guess is she's going to be the youngest Wombo athlete of all time.
Good for her.
We were playing Mario 3D World on Nintendo Wii U a couple days ago.
Okay.
And this was 2 or 3 years ago, but she actually said, this is the game that I was better at than Meat Sauce. And I go, yes, it was.
Hmm.
And she
good
was
memory.
Like 4. She remembered that she was better at that game than you were. Now, she had played it before and you hadn't. That was your first time playing it.
Yeah.
But she was better at 4 years old than you were at 35.
She was 4 years old, and at least 3 or 4 times she'd say, come on, Meat Sauce.
Right.
Come on, Meat Sauce.
Because you were dragging so far behind. Yeah. You were slowing her down. Yeah.
Come on, Meat Sauce.
I'm the like, most proud
Harper,
I've ever been.
I don't know what to do.
She's just rolling her eyes like, this guy.
This idiot.
My God. Yeah. Grow up, Paul.
The only problem I can foresee is that you continue to make her play systems that no longer exist.
Yeah.
You might want to upgrade if you're going to really make her a pro.
It's kind of like doing wind sprints. It's not technically basketball. It's just working on endurance.
Yeah.
So it's more like take a break from the big time games. Let's go old school. Appreciate where you're going to go. Play older games.
When's the party tomorrow?
Don't worry about it.
Ooh. Randy going to be there?
Yeah.
Randy who?
Well, he's Randy?
100%. He's there all the time. So, like, you know, she's basically grown up with him because he's at the house fixing stuff so much.
Such a sweet thing.
Basically,
like an uncle.
Since the day we moved in. And again, I had my house built, right? But, man, there were so many issues from day one. Randy's there like 5, 6 days a week.
The cake will say, happy birthday, Harper, Randy, Rowan, Cove.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's not because of hot ass Randy, that's just her middle name.
Sure?
One of her two middle names.
She's two middle names?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's the HRRC.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
I don't get it. Why is everybody looking at me?
It's nice that he shows up.
Yeah. He normally just absolutely spoils the hell out of her, too. Gives her like 30 presents.
And then
it's insane.
Wow.
I only see him like once a year.
Really
I basically
nice
see her.
You're a nice man. Uncle. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
replacing my bathroom, remodeling it upstairs. Yeah. I think it's going to be when we're in Vegas.
Of course it is.
Makes
I'm
sense.
Woman,
we'll do the news next. AJ's going to be here in a second. Mark Parrish will join in a second. And we play Initials at 8:15. And I am very excited for Initials at 8:15. Buckle up, you four. Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
KFAN. Total.
And.
Hey, Saucy. Check this out. I was just online buying my good friend Andy tickets to the Zac Brown concert so he can join us.
Yeah, babe.
Is he sitting near us?
Almost. Okay. Real close. And I found out who is opening for Zac Brown.
Oh, God.
Do you know
Give
who it
is?
To
me. No. Are you serious?
Amos Lee is the
Hell
opening
yeah,
band. How
dude.
Cool is that,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Look up, child.
They opened for opened for Dave when I saw him 1 year, and they were awesome. Hell yeah, dude! We're
That's great.
Be
it's even better, right?
I can't wait.
Do you know how hard I'm going to cry during this song?
Yeah, you're going to cry the whole time.
People around me are going to be pissed because I'm singing at the top of my lungs.
And
I'm that
just,
guy.
Every I'm going to look over and I'm just going to go, Abby, and you're going to start sobbing.
Yeah, I'll start sobbing. Yeah.
So let us know if you want. We have dinner reservations at 6:30 nearby
awesome.
At an awesome steakhouse. So let us know if you want to add to it.
Thank you, my friend.
Yep. Think about it. You and I will be crying at the exact same moment. You because of this song, me because my bank account will be drained.
Yeah, I feel bad for you about your gambling.
No, it's not gambling. I'm just going to be sitting eating waffle fries, but my wife's going to be spending money at Target while I'm in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, right.
Do you have
and you know what? Strangely, she'll be listening to the song driving home from Target with the windows down.
Right, and she's hoping you go to Vegas tomorrow.
And Randy will be there for some reason because she needs help, I guess,
there's
carrying
like
stuff in.
No, there's some things that I need fixed while I'm gone. Right.
Do you have alerts set up where when there's a transaction on your card that it goes to your phone?
No, his phone would never stop.
Right, I have a radio show to do.
It'd sound like a his phone would sound like a slot machine.
Jeez.
The windows are rolled down. Ah, God, I love this song.
Yeah.
What's the band he's the singer of, man? What band is he the singer of? Damn it. Because they had a hit or two as well. And it's there's people yelling at the radio right now. Because we literally talked about this three months ago.
No, he was the lead singer of Helmet.
That's not true.
Sepultura?
Sepultura.
Could be Sepultura.
Pantera.
No, definitely not Pantera. Might be Sepultura.
Black Flag?
I don't think so. That was the guy who doesn't wear a shirt. Henry
POD.
Rollins.
Am I getting close?
I don't think you are.
Mission Bell?
Yeah, okay, maybe I'm wrong
what
there.
What the hell's Mission Bell?
That's the name of this record.
It's a sexual position.
That's the name of this record, by the way. Mission Bell. So I don't...
No.
Okay, never mind.
So the opener's worth seeing then.
Damn right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's good. You know what else is worth seeing? A live version of The News.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey.
Hi.
Presented by Grey Duck Vodka.
I'd like to thank you, Zach, and I'd like to thank you, Grey Duck Vodka. My name is Chris Hockey, and I give you the hard news. A Forest Lake church is considering building a tiny home community for chronically homeless people. Members at Faith Lutheran Church voted last week to join forces with Settled, a Twin Cities-based nonprofit fighting homelessness, to explore the idea. The tiny house village would sit on trailers parked on church property. If plans and fundraising comes together, the village could open as soon as next year. You know, I bring that up because, you know, good for you guys doing something good. But I also really think I could live in a tiny house. As long as it has a bathroom.
I don't think so.
Didn't you almost buy one on Amazon?
You're claustrophobic. You would get claustrophobic in a tiny house.
I don't want it to be the size of a closet.
Yeah.
Imagine how that thing would smell. You can't, like...
If you rip one,
the whole place is going to be...
We talked about this. You were going to buy one on Amazon because there was like, you could build them on your own. It was going to be called, and pardon me for what I'm about to say, your whack shack. Remember?
Yeah, I was going to have a whack shack.
Yeah,
like
you were.
It's like a she shed.
Right? Yeah, and you were going to put it in the back, your backyard.
Somebody set fire to my whack shack.
Yeah, and it was going to be your spank bank shack.
Your whack shack got hit by lightning.
Yeah, that's what you were going to do, don't
that's,
you remember?
You walk into Hawk's
so
whack
fancy.
Shack in the back of
it's
his backyard, and you pop your head in there, and it just smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's candle.
In the military, the whack shack was essentially, for bunk beds, you would tuck a sheet under the mattress of the top bunk and drape it down.
Right.
And when it's draped down,
Right.
Stay away.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not Deuces
it's
Wild.
Like, that's like, don't knock on the door, you know?
Yeah, so buy a whack shack.
Right. Buy a whack shack.
I would like to buy a whack shack.
You should do. You should be on Tiny Home, whatever, the show that
Tiny
they make.
Tiny House
that.
Hunters.
Tiny, whatever it is. Yeah.
Tiny
Where they built, they yeah, build it. They find out. They did it for Lil Jon. They made a tiny house that was a recording studio, but also guests could stay there. You should be on there, and it would be a whack shack. So there would be.
I love it.
There'd be a TV connected to Brazzers.
I love it.
$8,000.
And the tiny home matches the tiny wiener.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right?
You can get it look big in there.
You can get the B-52s to get you like a soundtrack to
well,
it.
Well, the Whack Shack is little known place where.
It's not going to be little known. It's going to be world renowned.
Oh, yeah. No, here, Hockey, here's something that looks like a barn. $8,000. Buy this.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
Send it to me, B.
The amount of court cases that Whack Shack is going to appear in is going to be
the problem, though.
It's my spot.
And his attorney will be in there with him.
It's my spot.
I think it's Tiny House Nation, the show.
Is that what it's called? Really? There's a show called Tiny House Nation?
Yeah, they find out your interest and they build it. It's super interesting.
But it's ridiculous. Dude, my wife was watching one of those the other day, and this couple was had a couple of very young kids, which is a disaster in a tiny house.
Well, yeah.
And they were into music, so they put a baby grand piano in a tiny house. It was 90% of the home.
Yeah.
They really did.
They're going to have to put the kids to sleep like on the piano.
Is it like a fold-up one, like those beds?
It's one of those things where it sounds like it's a good idea. Let's downsize. Let's save money. No! This sucks.
Yeah, man. It's a barn, Hawk.
I
buy
it. Cool. All right, send it to me.
I did.
Thank you.
Man, it'd be great if you bought one.
It's at Home Depot right across the street. You can put it in your sweet truck.
Thank you.
Need to make sure the Wi-Fi reaches out there, though.
Good point.
Oh, yeah. You'll put Wi-Fi in there. Yeah.
Hotspot. It sucks waiting for those films to load.
Hotspot in the Whack Shack.
Right.
Okay.
Nah, never mind. I just deleted the tweet.
What?
You're gross.
One person is dead and another is injured after a shooting on a bus in downtown Minneapolis. Gunfire broke out yesterday morning around the 100 block of North 9th Street. One victim died at the scene. Another was rushed to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The suspect ran but was arrested nearby shortly afterward. Be careful out there, people.
Yikes.
It's crazy people run around with blood in their eyes.
Don't ever leave your house.
The latest Democratic poll in New Hampshire shows former Indiana mayor, tell me if I'm saying this right.
Buttigieg
is surging to second place. So apparently the Iowa thing wasn't a fluke. So that might be somebody we end up having to choose for. I don't know. Buttigieg.
We'll see.
Buttigieg. I can't say it.
You're adding an extra syllable or something. Yeah.
Call him Pete.
That's why everybody says Mayor Pete.
Mayor Pete. You don't have to screw up his last name.
Good point. Yeah.
And in the irony of all ironies, a Massachusetts police report a rescue attempt went sideways when a crossbow-wielding man accidentally shot his neighbor.
Wow.
We were just talking about crossbows. Oh. Just a minute ago. An unidentified Adams man is said to have hurt a neighbor at his apartment complex under attack from two pit bulls, and he ran out. He called the police, and then while he was waiting on them, the man ran into the apartment with a crossbow and shot at the dogs. But he missed the dogs and hit the neighbor.
That's got to hurt a little bit.
It killed him.
Oh.
Oh.
Jesus.
So it didn't hurt.
Not at all. Responding officers ended up shooting and killing the dogs because they were being very aggressive. Don't get them girls loose. TJR. Don't get the world. Is this Pitbull?
Yep.
Yeah, I love Pitbull. He real good. I like him.
Is he nice?
Yeah, very, really nice guy. Super sweet dude.
He's real good.
He real good. Anyway, the incident's under investigation, but... I mean, come on. Poor guy's heart was in the right place. He just missed.
Hmm.
I guess if you're going to run to your neighbor's rescue with your crossbow to kill the pit bulls, don't forget your glasses. Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the story first.
Right. Right? Some bitch.
Hey, yeah. Parrish is here.
LASIK might have saved that guy's life.
Man. 7:13.
7:12, like clockwork.
Hi, buddy boy. Good to see you. Good to see you. And finally today, a one Indian bar has figured out a way to turn water into wine by contaminating a well system.
Jesus.
Mm.
Authorities say that's what happened in the town of Chakalati when leftover booze at the bar seeped into the well, causing apartment complex faucets to pour liquor.
Oh my God, is there any real estate available?
Jeez, Chuck.
I love a glass of water.
Yeah. The incident left residents outraged, as 18 families were without water for an entire day, but extremely wasted.
Amen, brother!
They That's didn't right. care.
No, they didn't care. Yeah. The incident was caused because of the dumping of more than 1,500 gallons of liquor into a nearby pit in a failed attempt to destroy old liquor.
Tremendously wasteful.
Liquor gets old?
Well,
yeah.
Not in my house.
I'm going to see Parrish taking a red eye to that town just going,
hey, Culligan man! I'm here!
An old liquor's better than no liquor, right? I mean,
yeah. Right? You said that when you were at that nursing home for a while.
How dare you? Everything's got to be sexual with you, doesn't
you
it?
You talked about a whack shack.
Yeah. So?
A line has to be drawn
it's
somewhere.
Time for Fan 5, brought to you by Builders and Remodelers.
Hey, thanks, Builders and Remodelers.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Parrish, check this out.
Yeah, the Minnesota Timberwolves have basically rearranged their whole team in the last 48 hours, and they made a huge move yesterday around noon. They traded Andrew Wiggins, a 2021 top three protected pick, and a 2021 second round pick for D'Angelo Russell and two other players from the Golden State Warriors. Russell was an all-star last year and is averaging 23.6 points. Mark Parrish, your thoughts.
Did we win the trade?
It made your boy happy, though.
Yes, nice.
It did. It made your boy Carl happy.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, the big cat guy, one of his buddies. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, that seems like the way the NBA works.
Yes.
Right? There's three of them that get together and they run the show.
Well, we're missing the third wheel, though. Yeah, Devin Booker from Phoenix is going to be hard to get.
That'd we're getting
sweet,
there. Though. We're getting there.
Two out of three ain't bad, right, Meatloaf?
Yeah. Great point, Hawk. You should play some Meatloaf.
Great point.
Gorgui Dieng was also traded to the Memphis Grizzlies for something called James Johnson. No idea who they are. A press conference will take place at noon. The Wolves have lost 13 straight, and they take on the Clippers tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Target Center.
Keep losing.
Yeah, duh. Yeah,
seriously.
The Wild won 4-2 over Vancouver last night. Goals by Brad
Hunt,
Ryan Hartman, Kevin Fialas, and of course
Fialas. Is he on Cialis?
Yeah, that's his. He owns.
He skates hard.
And wow. Sorry. And Zach Parise. The Wild are 25-22-6 and take on the Dallas Stars tonight in Dallas. Right here on the Fan at 7:30.
Parrish, your thoughts on the Zucker fight? Did you see it?
I did not. I was with my kids, actually.
Oh, playing hockey?
Yeah. You
know. We'll have to show you, because I didn't see it last night either, but Criso showed it to me. Jason squared up against the dude, and punches were thrown by both guys.
How did it start?
It was
kind of off-camera. There was a hit between the two, and then...
Okay, so it was a hit, stand-up, and fight kind of thing? It wasn't brewing?
Yeah, neither one of them dominated, but if I had to score it, Jason lost. But nobody got in like a really, really good punch.
They didn't give them, either of them, much of a chance.
No, it was a pretty short fight.
If it was just after a hit. Mm-hmm. That had been brewing over time. It's getting to that time of year.
That was the final straw.
Guys were like, you know what, I'm enough of this guy. Yeah.
The Gophers play tomorrow at 3 versus Penn State. Twins pitchers and catchers report in 5 days.
1 hour from now, we play initials. You can guess on Twitter with the hashtag Power Trip. Who's going to win between Parrish, Hockey, AJ, and Sauce? If you get it right, you are eligible to have your name drawn and win a $100 gift card. Thanks to our Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. Got to have the hashtag Power Trip and who wins initials. John, you got to go?
Got to go. I love you guys.
Love you, brother.
Hey, check out my website, johnmcriesel.com, to book me for a speech. We're booking now well into May. So, yeah, hit us up.
Sounds good.
Love you.
Love you, brother.
I am tired.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Just breaking across the news wires right now, Rolling Stone magazine.
Yeah, who? Somebody die?
No, they tweeted out 4 minutes ago that in the history of music, Eric Carmen's Hungry Eyes has been unanimously voted the number one song of all time.
What?
Yeah, unanimously.
Like, everyone voted?
4 minutes ago. Everyone that's ever heard music said this is the greatest song ever written.
Wow.
That's awesome. I would have voted for it. I agree.
I think hockey's trying to poop.
Trying to? Still struggling.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, while he's trying to do that, let's do this.
Now it's time for Headlines.
Parrish, you ready?
Can't wait.
I promise this segment we won't talk about D'Angelo Russell. Where did he go? Where did we trade him? D'Angelo
Russell.
I feel
like you're messing with me. Didn't we trade for him?
There you go. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. Already.
Yes. You're good. Can't fool Parrish.
Yep.
All right. Headlines. I read the headlines. You guys respond. Here we go. 90% of Americans say they're satisfied with their personal lives. No way. I don't buy it.
90%?
90% say they are satisfied with their personal life.
There says the public poll that they posted on Facebook so everyone could see.
I don't know.
That's what
does
it feels
anyone
like.
Buy that?
No.
Optimism.
Not one bit.
What do you think the number is?
Optimism means like you hope that it's going to get
better.
Better. Like you're not happy with it now.
Optimists?
Yeah, but I mean, don't
you're
you think
speaking to the wrong group?
I mean, it's close
meat
to 50-50.
Sauce 50 is over, please.
Yeah, it's 50. I think it's 50-50
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I think it's less than that.
Students in Sacramento held a protest yesterday demanding more homework. They say they've had substitutes all year and they haven't learned anything.
What? Are these high school students?
It just says students at a Sacramento school, so it doesn't say what year. But my guess is it's not, you know, grade school kids. Yeah. So it's middle school or high school saying, give us more homework, we're not learning anything. Isn't that insane?
That does sound insane.
That is insane.
Why have they had substitutes all year?
Don't know. This is genius. A high school student in New Jersey pulled off a prank where he put up flyers advertising a, quote, Chewbacca roaring contest.
Yeah, we did that.
And included
Didn't Chris
a
Hockey win that?
And included a friend's number, so now his friend's voicemail is filled with people doing Chewbacca impressions.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we did that. Remember?
We did what?
No. Somebody, my buddies did that. They found that, put it up everywhere, and then put their buddy's phone number on it.
You okay?
100%, yeah. Yeah.
It's a good bit.
Yeah.
A guy in Scotland was in court after he tried to have sex with a taxi.
He's here. He's actually here. I booked him, Corey.
Good job, dude. Yeah. Nice job producing.
Thank you, man.
Go ahead.
Where's he from?
Interview him. He's from Scotland. He was in court after he tried to have sex with a taxi.
I think he's either on the phone or on the Opal.
I think he's on the Opal.
Okay.
It's going to sound crystal clear.
What you want to talk about?
So, you did what with a taxi?
Well, listen. Here's the thing. I'm a big fan of the television show from
Again,
the
USA. This is just Bane.
Did you just come from the dentist?
No. What's it from? I'm on the phone. I'm over in Ireland.
Why did you?
Scotland.
Why did
Where's
you?
I'm from?
You're over an island.
Yeah, why did you bang right a taxi, sir?
I couldn't help myself. Could I? I mean, did you see the back of the thing? Have you ever seen a Scotland taxi?
No.
Oh, so damn sexy. It's got a big old backside on it. I got a little junk on my trunk. I got a little junk on my trunk. I got to put my junk in that trunk, didn't I?
Thanks, Busta Rhymes.
Wow.
A golden retriever set a world record for the number of tennis balls in his mouth with 6. Paul, what do you think the most number of balls you've ever had in your mouth is at one time?
Son of a...
This golden retriever had 6 in his mouth and set the world record.
Jeez, ain't chubby bunnies.
What?
Do you think you could beat that? Do you think you could get more than 6 in there?
Yeah. Pass.
Hmm.
Why are you giving me a thumbs up?
Why so mean to me?
Why are you vigorously nodding your head?
Why so mean to me?
I'm not being mean. I'm asking you a question. I would love for you to be a world record holder.
For balls?
You can beat this dog.
What'd you call him, dog?
The golden retriever.
No.
Last but not least. Man, we should have done this story when Creasel was here, but whatever. It's never too late.
It's probably not.
Creasel's probably still listening. Creasel, this is for you. A gas station in Milwaukee may lose its business license after an amateur porn star filmed a sex video in the snack aisle while the owner of the gas station watched.
Bob Hagen.
Bob! So he, and let's be honest, it doesn't say he or she, but he didn't make any attempt to stop. It just watched it being filmed right there in the snack aisle.
Can I look that up at work?
Well, of course. It's for
gas station?
A gas station in Milwaukee. Can you imagine? Because that guy has to watch it, because otherwise his 56K dial-up in Milwaukee is not going to be able to download that video. It's going to take 6 hours.
Did he start cranking away?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Did you find it?
Yeah. I haven't seen... Oh, maybe. I found the story.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's on Hockey's favorite website.
Which one? Brazzers?
No, Pornhub.
Oh. Wow.
Wait, they have the actual video up already?
It says on Pornhub, and then it says 35th, and then it says where the gas station is. Yeah, somebody
I did see what you were doing.
Oh.
It felt good, didn't it?
Are you watching the video right now?
What is he doing?
I don't know. He always forgets that he has to talk.
She's in, this person looks to be in, I don't know what's happening here.
Pain? Pleasure?
No.
Is it a solo act?
Is she in the,
it looks like a solo act.
It's a solo act.
Is she in the pastry aisle? Do you see any ding-dongs?
No. Jesus, Lord. She looks to be in the beer cooler. Can't really see.
What, can't think of any funny jokes.
About what are those snacks she's grabbing? Are those Gushers?
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. Golly, you've been weird. Today.
See if I can think of any grocery store jokes further than that.
Oh, wow.
Find it?
Not yet. I'll find
it. Are there any donuts?
John Creasel just sent link, please.
Of course.
are there Long Johns nearby?
Looks to be, yeah.
And are they filled?
Okay.
Yes. Lordy, lordy.
All right, we get
it. Turning 40. It's a, yeah. I think I've been to this gas station.
Great.
Marlar and Garland.
Hang on. Why do you think you've been to that gas station?
Because I got family in Milwaukee. I've been to Milwaukee.
Do you know how many gas stations there are in a major city like Milwaukee? Why would you think looking at the inside of a gas station, you're like, I recognize this. Because it has snacks and refrigerators filled with sodas.
Maybe he knows. Maybe he recognizes it. Maybe he spent a night there. Maybe he got drunk and threw up on the floor.
0.1% chance that that's a gas station you've been to.
Not impossible.
Not impossible. But his logic is impossible. I think I've been there. I've been to Milwaukee. Unless it's one gas station. Now, if you said that was in Toma, I'd say now you might be right.
I'm going to get Marlar and Garlar on.
Yeah, get them on the phone. And see if they've been there.
They might be in jail for filming a scene, though.
All right, Vikings news is next, although there's none. Then we play this one at 8:15. Mark Parrish is here. AJ Montour, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey, and I'm Corey Drummond. This is the Power Trip. Let me join a fan.
You're listening to the Fane Company.
You're listening to the Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Hope you're feeling good. Lots of stuff planned for the weekend, Mark Parrish.
Hockey, baby.
Lots of hockey with the kiddos, right?
Absolutely.
Good for you. What about you, AJ?
I don't have a clue, which means we probably don't have a whole lot, which is good.
That's awesome.
Well, or it means that my wife has a whole weekend planned.
Who's coming to Oodapills at 10 a.m. this morning?
I'll be there.
I am, but I'm going to have a sick belly, so you guys might have to clear the way.
Oh, great.
I don't know, man. I can't get over this belly. Parrish is telling me I might be having withdrawals from the oxy.
Like a small withdrawal. Every surgery I've had, they've had to wind you down with painkillers and medications and everything because it just happens that quickly that your body gets addicted to it.
I am so sick.
Sour stomach?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Yeah, that's all it is. And then every now and again, I start getting the sweats.
But the weird part about what you're dealing with is you can't poop. Most of the time when you have a sour stomach, it's all you do.
It's
and
the
you
worst.
Can't do it. That's just so weird.
Yeah.
It's the medication.
Yeah. Maybe if I drink enough. Is that a good idea?
Alcohol or water?
Okay, first off, don't ask the guy behind you.
Northland.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right. Or today at Oodapills as well.
Either one.
Blah, 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 yum, yum, yum. I told you guys, you said you didn't have any Vikings news, but then I found you some.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
He's going to touchdown.
Presented by Petco.
Truck Accessories Pro.
Saucy?
Yes, babe.
XFL News.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
That doesn't count.
It do. Yeah, it does. It do. Yeah. It do. It do. I'll tell you why.
Because we're gambling on it.
That. On Sunday, February 9th, 4 p.m. our time, I should say, you'll have the Dallas Renegades versus the St. Louis something or others.
You know the team name. What are they?
I sure do. They're the St. Louis Glory Holes. Yeah. They a lot of oil drilling back then in the day in St. Louis. But AJ, your favorite team, the Glory Holes, feature some former Viking and Gophers. That's the reason I bring this up. So in case you want to tune into the FXL, whatever it's called.
FXL.
I don't feel good.
It's Sauce's shirt size.
Oh, that's dude. Mean. Dude. Funny.
My God. Okay.
My
neat.
God, you're crazy. Quarterback, Philip Nelson. Plays for the Dallas Renegades. Remember him from the Gophers?
Yeah.
And the Rutgers.
And he punched that guy in Mankato.
Yeah.
Damn near killed him.
Yeah. So you'll see Philip Nelson. And you'll also see offensive tackle Willie Beavers. Remember him from the Vikings?
Yeah, he was, how do you say it? Terrible?
Oh.
He was. He was a fourth round pick.
That guy, the one that
he got
they
cut.
Didn't know?
Active for two games.
Yeah, he got cut.
They didn't have any bios on him or anything when they drafted him. Yeah. The experts were like, I don't know.
Yeah, what? But it was, and you were there when they drafted him because it was a great bit.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, where do I get season tickets to this?
Wide receiver Jeff Badette.
We'll leave the line on for you.
Undrafted free agent plays as well for the Dallas Renegades. The DC Defenders feature former Gopher Jalen Myrick.
Corey, your thoughts?
Remember Jalen?
Yeah.
Of course you do. Mm-hmm. Played for Minnesota and Atlanta, and now he's in the XFL.
Did he come in here, or did he call in or something?
I don't know.
I have a memory of him with the show.
Really? I might have done a pregame interview with him during the
I think that probably preseason. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think that was it.
The Los Angeles Wildcats.
Nice boring name.
Come on.
God, you're mean over there.
Well,
chill
thank
out.
You.
I'm sorry nobody likes you in your house,
this
but I'm trying to like you here.
Wildcats. That's my high school name, even. It's just.
Why does nobody like him?
That's why I like the Seattle Kraken. Why I like the Kraken. It's like, that's new. There's been 1,000 teams called the Wildcats. You're going to debut a new league, and one of your teams is the Wildcats?
I'm not.
Yeah, you are a Wildcat.
That's super lazy.
It's. Can I speak to you for a second? It's not our fault. We don't go to Target and just literally supermarket sweep every time we go.
Yeah, Chris, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah. That's one of Chris's favorite things.
When Abby's like, who says you get all this? And Kim's like, Dad said.
Dad said it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What's he care?
And then there's this one.
Well, they say a man who has to buy a big car like that's trying to compensate for smaller genitals.
That one's actually for
that's
you.
That's for Sauce.
Yeah, but I don't have a big car.
Well, you
oh, big car.
Expensive car.
I have a story about that.
Hold on one second.
Great. It's a good story.
Well,
we'll decide.
Why is he such a jerk to everybody? Because he has a very, very small penis.
Yeah.
That's a good bit. Right?
Yes.
Do we want to hear his story or not?
It's good.
Or do we let the listeners vote?
No, don't.
It was unanimous yesterday, dude, and Abby was the deciding vote. It was 3-0.
If you would, here's the deal. You can let the listeners decide, and they're choosing between his story or the chorus of Do You Like Pina Coladas?
Oh, God. I'd rather hear that.
Okay.
Pee in your coladas?
If you like pina coladas.
Wait, what?
All right. Let's see.
You're choosing.
So it's either the chorus to that song.
Yeah.
Or Sauce's story.
Right.
And it's a good story.
Well, it might be. I'm not saying it's not, dude.
But all you've given us is that it's about a big car.
No, it's about my car. It's a good story, though. It is. And it's something that...
Well, we're going to let the listeners decide. Because I bet it sucks. Here we go.
Best, are you okay over there?
Best out of five.
Are you Frankenstein?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Power Trip Quotes.
Quotes is definitely voting yes.
No, you let him speak for himself. Quotes, do you want to hear Pina Colada's chorus or Sauce's car story?
Oh boy.
It's tough.
I'm a Sauce fan. I'm going to go with Meat Sauce.
There you go. Sweet saucy.
That's hockey. Hockey, how are you on the phone and talking on the radio all the time?
It's not me. It's obviously not me.
He's dead to me. He's dead to me. Go back and do your cute podcast.
Why do you mean?
You got small penis. Thought we established that.
Good morning. What's your name?
Willie from Brainerd.
Hi, Willie.
What's up, Willie? Do you want to hear the chorus to Pina Colada, or do you want to hear Sauce's car story?
Can I have an option C?
No, one of the two.
All right, I'd rather hear the Pina Colada.
All right,
come on, Willie. Come on, Willie. Come on, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. That's the right answer. One to one. Here we go. Caller number three. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Steve from Rosemount.
Hey, Steve. Steve from R?
What's going on?
Steve, it's one to one. Which way are you voting for? Pina Colada's chorus or Sauce's car story?
I'd rather hear Hawk sing Pina Colada in a Watto voice than listen to Sauce.
Well, that's technically for the chorus.
Yeah, that's for the chorus. He wants you to sing over the top of it, though, and as Watto from Star Wars.
I like the way he thinks. All right,
two to one.
It's a democratic society for now.
Yeah, for now. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, it's from D.
What's going on,
Dan? Dan, the wheelchair washing man.
What up, dude?
Wait, you wash wheelchairs?
Yeah, that's what hockey said.
Oh, I was going to say, that's a very niche job.
That's what I said.
Just washing wheelchairs. Dan, the vote is 2-1. Two people so far want to hear the Pina Colada chorus. One person wants to hear Sauce's story. You are vote number four. You could be the deciding factor. Which way are you going?
Well, boom, bitch, boom. I want to hear some Pina Colada.
All see, right. I'm all sorry.
Thanks, dude.
Damn
thanks,
it.
Dude.
I'm all sorry, right. Sauce. I'd love to hear your story, but I can't.
If you like Pina Colada, I'll go call the ring.
This is so much better.
If you like to do.
Is it, though?
Yep, it is.
And you like to dance all the time. I want to give you the. You like to make a love at midnight.
Jesus.
I like to give it to you from behind.
I think that's what he says.
Yep. I'm not in the straight missionary. I am escaping.
Call me one of Parrish's optimists, but I think after I heard Paul show restraint yesterday, when he woke up or he said, I thought about it, and this is one of those stories they're going to make fun of me.
Right.
I had high hopes for this story today.
Mm, yeah. Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe
he learned.
Stories. Maybe we'll hear it at the After Party podcast.
No,
broadcast
I'm not
from
sure.
I'm
not sure.
We'll let five people there vote, and they're going to be drunk.
That'll be fun.
I gotta tell you guys,
pick on me in public. That'll be real fun. Can't wait for that.
I just figured something out.
That's
I think
how you
the water
get paid.
Voice,
there's like eight people in here. It's like public.
Doing the water voice might actually make me have to poop.
Keep doing it then.
All right,
pooped his pants.
Again, Sauce has yet to become self-aware because he's basically saying, you guys are mean, you pick on me.
No, he was about to tell a story about his Tesla.
You have a Tesla because we make fun of you and people think it's funny.
Sure. Pick on me. But you guys sometimes are mean.
What did you say? You guys. I'm
Corey's
sitting here,
mean.
Your
make,
biggest fan. I basically have my face painted with your face.
Do you not? You don't want a Tesla?
I love the Tesla.
You don't want $125 Lululemon pants?
Yeah, but... like.
So Halverson doesn't mind getting teased.
Mean. Yeah, well, then have him do it. People with no talent do like to be.
Wow. All right, but I'm the mean one. All right. Gotcha. Okay.
You are mean. Just don't make fun of my size. That's the one thing I don't like to be picked on about.
Well,
that's
what
a personal shot, though.
It was a joke.
I don't know.
God
was it?
Sakes.
Was it? It didn't sound like a joke.
Jeez.
I put up with your crap every single day.
And one of those days.
I'm just saying. That was mean. Just don't make fun of my size. Don't call me dumb and don't make fun of my size.
I call you dumb every day.
It gets old. I put up with it.
I think it's obvious what needs to happen. Y'all sons of bitches need to get in a fight.
Yeah. Let's get a bat. We'll each get a bat. We'll meet wherever Letterman and Tarantino were going to battle.
Right.
I would prefer to actually see both of you guys throw a punch.
Yeah.
All right.
Each of them get one punch.
Yeah,
I like it. I think it's great. I'm in. Let's settle this now in the break.
It wouldn't be fair, though, if we get into a bat fight.
No, not a bat fight.
That'll be good.
Should I do it or not? Should I say it?
Yeah, go ahead. He's going to go, what's that show where dude loses his mind and kills everybody?
Oh, wow.
Falling Down?
Yeah, he's going to fall down eventually.
Then I should probably just keep it to myself.
Taylor Heinicke. Third-string quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings extraordinaire. Everybody wanted him to start. He plays for the St. Louis Battlehawks. So you could see him on Sunday.
The glory hole is already folded.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And the Tampa Bay Vipers feature, and you'll remember this because I think it was just like maybe even this year, Stacy Coley, wide receiver,
for sure, training camp.
Yeah.
I think he was a 53
University
man
of Miami. So there you go. So there are people that you know the name of playing in the XFL.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. Sauce?
Yeah, babe.
You got to do one of two things.
Yeah.
Either you guys got to make up or you got to punch him. There's one. That's the only two things. It's the only way
I'm
to fix
not
this.
Punch him.
Okay, then you got to make up with him.
Or
with
you can do one of two things.
Have some.
You can just continue to do the show and drive your electric horsey around town and try to bang chicks with your $125 yoga pants. Or you can pout. It's up to you.
Here's what I'd tell you. Okay. Here's what I'd say, Saucy. Do what we would tell our kids to do. Fight fire with fire.
Yeah, try to come back at me.
Yeah, and talk to him about his small weenie and the fact that
Punch a kid in Urban Air. Yeah, say, right.
And about the fact that he only likes missionary, and that's why his wife hates him.
Right.
No, I'm over it.
Oh, okay.
Didn't sound like it. See, go like this.
Don't mess with what?
A missionary man! Son of a bitch! How many times have I said it?
Yeah, he doesn't listen.
I know, I thought it said a military man!
Don't mess with a military man.
The name of the song is Missionary Man! Why would she say don't mess with a military man?
Why are you being so mean, ma'am? Why do you have to be so mean?
I think it's obvious. I have a small penis! We've talked about that!
Hey, check this out, by the way. Ryan Donaldson just texted me.
Yeah.
Said, speaking of voodoo pills, this is a direct text, word for word. I was able to get some Rolling Stone ticks to give away at Voodoo Pills today.
Wow.
That's legit. Wow. We got Rolling Stone tickets to give away at our after party podcast.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
AJ and you
are going to take public transportation over there. Sauce is going to ride his Tesla.
Yeah, Mike's. Expensive shoes.
I wonder how you got that.
My talent.
Oh, okay, got it. Fan 5 is next, and then initials at 8:15. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. Dressed me. Wish I had a lot of answers. That's the way it should be. All these questions. Loaded now.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. You made it. I mean, it's the 8 o'clock hour, so it's almost initials time. Paris is here. AJ's here. Corey Sauce, of course, myself. A cast of thousands. Live and local from our studios at Planet Utica, St. Louis Park. It's the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. And there's a big movie out today.
Yeah, and Mr. Z joins us every Friday to talk about films. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Z Movies. Hi, Mr. Z.
Hey guys, what's up?
What's happening?
So you were convinced about a week or so ago when we talked to you about the Harley Quinn movie with Margot Robbie called Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
You were convinced that you thought it was fun. You were glad that you saw it, but you did not think that the critics were going to be a big fan. But so far, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised that you've been wrong, right? What is it, Sauce? 90?
It's 86 now.
Okay, still 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, though.
Yeah, it is. It is strange because it isn't. It is a. I read some of the reviews. They're saying kind of what I guess I was saying is that the movie is a bit of a mess and there's a lot of problems with it. But it was very colorful and fun and funny, and there were like it was one of those movies that has like 8 or 9 really good scenes in it. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it flows as a perfect story. And so normally that's the kind of thing the last couple of years that the critics have just like they'll take and just destroy it. But I guess maybe they're kind of things are changing a little bit. Like I said, this is kind of the year of the no-brain movie possibly, and Birds of Prey is an entertaining film that has some weak spots in it, but overall it's very fun to watch.
What the hell is The Lodge?
I don't know. I see Rotten Tomatoes does that all the time. Is that they'll take movies that are, you know, like and Lodge is from a company called Neon, and it's been released in a handful of theaters across the country, and they don't really distinguish between a wide release and a limited release. Mm-hmm. And so if there's really only one movie coming out this weekend, and that's Birds of Prey, so they just kind of fill in the rest with, you know, art house films and stuff that's showing at, you know.
Gotcha.
So The Lodge is not going to be something that's going to register on the box office, but it's Birds of Prey is the only movie opening, and so they list the stuff that they don't normally list underneath it.
All right, I know we're a week away, but have you seen Sonic the Hedgehog yet or not?
I had a chance to screen Sonic the Hedgehog, but I wasn't able to go. So I'm gonna have to try to slip in here sometime this at a press screening or something. All I can tell you is that Sonic is getting a lot of buzz. I think it's going to do some business. Is all I can say. Is
really?
That
really?
Yeah. Yep. It's a strange year where Sonic is even like among the kids. Because what happened last year, because of the terrible trailer that came out, the awareness ratio of Sonic Edge movie is really high, and people seem to, I don't know, they're ready for a video game character. They still haven't made a Mario movie, you know, that was real. And so Sonic, I guess, is a Pokemon movie did fairly well, and maybe Sonic will too. So we'll see. I'm a little worried about Jim Carrey going back to the 90s with that bit, but it worked for Bad Boys. So I think I'm holding out hopes. This is the year where people, like we talked about it, waking up and walking outside, being inundated with politics and coronavirus. And we just can't take another minute of garbage, bad news. And so you just want to go and movie and enjoy a movie, you know?
Mr. Z, we were talking this morning about Harley Quinn herself, Margot Robbie, and I was talking about how great an actor, whatever I think she is. And then I looked at her movies and realized I haven't seen her in that many movies. There's a lot of movies she's been in that I've not seen. So I'm sitting on my couch a lot, recovering right now. So can you tell me, 2018, Mary Queen of Scots, she was a star in that. Was that movie any good? Do you remember?
I remember the movie Mary Queen of Scots, but it was I'm pretty sure that came out of England. That was a not a wide American release.
Oh,
so
is that
no,
right? Okay.
I remember it. I don't remember her in it, but I remember I don't think she was the star though, right?
She was like the second because it was Saoirse Ronan, however you say it.
Oh yeah.
Yes, Queen Mary, right. And Margot Robbie was Saoirse Queen Elizabeth.
Ronan?
I don't know how to say it. I'm sorry.
Saoirse like inertia.
So, really?
That's how you remember
how
it, yeah.
In the sweet, Saoirse, how do you like get inertia. That out of S-A-O-R? Anyway.
I guess what I'm saying is that if somebody came to me and said they needed a couple movies to watch that I haven't seen over the last 10 years, I think I could pull a couple better.
Yeah, no, I get it.
For you.
I'm just trying to build up my Margot Robbie fan club here. What about Goodbye, Christopher Robin? Was that any good?
Goodbye, Christopher Robin, that is a...
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, but that's... Yeah, so of course it's about A.A. Milne's son is what it is, and he had to grow up, and he didn't really like growing up as Christopher Robin, and so it was a difficult thing for him, so he had to kind of learn to deal with. So yes, that is a good movie.
Yeah, she's like the co-star for the main dude in that, and then there's the last one, I'm sorry, as Whiskey Tango Foxtrot was the Tina Fey movie. Apparently she's a star in that as well. Was that any good?
Yes and no. obviously, the bit on Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is that the initials are WTF, you know. So
yeah,
it's a movie that is worth it. At the time that it came out, you watch it, it's enjoyable, and then a year later, you're not going to have to worry about it. So yeah, those are all worth watching.
Maybe I'll just watch I, Tonya again.
There's a lot of there's a lot of good 6-minute videos on with Margot Robbie on it on the internet you can watch. So.
Jeez, whoa, is that Wolf of Wall Street related or?
Jeez,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, Mr. Z, take it down a notch.
Get help,
Mr. X, all of a sudden.
Yeah,
all right, yeah, I love it.
All right, thanks, dude.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye. Right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
And there goes Mr. Z. I still have yet to see Wolf of Wall Street.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, it's a one-time thing.
Yeah, but that scene where What's-His-Face is trying to drive his fancy car and he's trying to get out of the car.
Yeah.
Genius. I laugh till you fall on the floor. Yeah. That's really
he's
funny.
He's on Quaaludes.
Yeah.
It's good.
Leo or Jonah Hill?
Leo.
Yeah, well, then Jonah Hill does Quaaludes and he can't talk.
Yeah.
It's good.
That's a funny 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's what,
and
3 hours?
Beautiful. In
yeah, she's stunning it. There's a scene in it you'll really like.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's true. There's probably more than one.
That's 6 minutes Mr. Z was talking about?
Yeah. That's 6 minutes right there. Meow.
What's happening?
We're doing Fan 5, and it's basically headlined by D'Angelo Russell coming to the Minnesota Timberwolves. There's a bunch of videos of him showing up at the airport last night. The big cat giving him a Russell jersey and a new jacket. New winter coat. Andrew Wiggins, who was... part of the Kevin Love trade way back in the day. He spent his entire 6 years in the NBA with the Wolves. He was the number one overall pick way back in the day, but now he is on his way to Golden State. So they ship Wiggins next year's number one, although it's top three protected, and next year's number two to the Warriors, and in return, the Wolves get D'Angelo Russell and two guys you've never heard of.
Sweet.
Pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
Clearing that cap space.
The problem, though, is this is just another one of their reboots. But we'll see how it works. If it works, I mean, it hasn't worked the last 15 times.
But now they have two all-star caliber players to build around instead of just one. And that always helps.
I mean, Booker. Brian, that Butler guy?
Yeah,
but
he was a head case.
And him and Towns were basically polar opposites, I think.
Yeah. But
I don't know if they're, you know, if buddy-buddy works better than having a guy like Jimmy, but Jimmy's just a disaster.
I mean, everybody, as you said yesterday, the pipe dream, of course, is Booker, but they need maybe one more above-average player.
How's Evan Turner in the NBA?
I don't know. I don't know how I made it this long. He was second pick from Ohio State.
Like he,
I didn't know he was still in the league.
He was a bust and then got good. Not great, but he was okay.
He's good for the Celtics.
A serviceable piece.
He was good enough to get a giant contract because it looked like he was turning the corner. But he's just a salary dump.
It's just an expiring
contract.
Correct. Yep. And there were talks that they might just buy him out. But it's good.
They gotta have bodies to play the rest of the year.
Noon press conference today to introduce D'Angelo Russell and the other Timberwolves you've never heard of. But then tomorrow, the actual game, his debut against the Clippers at Target Center.
Yeah, it's it'll be fun, man. You wanna go, Hawk?
No. You know what? Here's a weird thing. I'd rather go see Justin Bieber at Target Center.
I like Justin Bieber.
That's happening June 21st. Just got announced.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And here's the thing: you're gonna
probably be there.
The reason you will buy opening tickets, Corey, when they go on sale.
The Bieber,
Jaden Smith opening up. So I know you're a big fan of Jaden.
Wow, what a combo those two are.
Yeah.
Bieber on SNL tomorrow night too, which I think is fascinating because when he was the host, universally panned as like a nightmare, right? Everybody that was on the cast that he just sucked to work with, that he's an idiot, that he's just awful. Everybody thought he was like the worst host. So I'm surprised, even though he's a huge deal, that they even bring him back as a musical guest.
I think that was probably during that stage of life when he was a hot mess just in general.
Maybe, right? But man, it just sounded like he burned every bridge in the building.
He's got like a YouTube series out now that we had to get the channel subscription to YouTube Premium or whatever so we could watch it. It seems like he's got his act together a little bit. He's still got a little unlikableness to him.
But, Corey, you're an SNL aficionado. There are so many people that have done very small things. And like, you're never allowed back. You know, like, it's weird that they would bring him. I mean, he's a giant name.
Does he have an album coming out? Is that the deal?
He must. Check this out.
Yummy.
This is a soundbite that I put in on, I believe, on Monday about him talking about his drug use. Listen to this.
There was a time where I was sipping lean. I was popping pills. I was doing Molly. You know, shrooms, everything. And it was just an escape for me. I was just young.
I decided to stop because I felt like I was dying. My security and stuff were coming into the room at night to check my pulse. Like, people don't know how serious it got. Like, it was legit crazy scary.
He's only 25.
Wow.
Yeah, man. He was a huge star when he was like, 15, 16 years old?
No, he was like 13, YouTube star.
12 or 13.
Yeah, it was really before he went through puberty because that was a big deal.
Yeah. How in the hell do you have a normal life?
You can't.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Got some sweet tattoos.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of tattoos.
He's got a lovely wife.
Another tattoo him?
Yeah, RuPaul, the host tomorrow night. Bieber, the musical guest.
No kidding.
Huh. Yeah.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Like The Weeknd and Daniel Craig in a couple of weeks, too.
Oh, really?
Can't be worse than that. It's going to be sweet.
Is that a Bond bit? Is that
I assume it's around Bond.
That looks good, man. Your guy, Mr. Robot, looks great. He looks great as a bad guy.
Did you guys, I'm sorry, did somebody just mention something about Star Wars?
No, are you, how many drugs are you on? Are you on mushrooms?
Second so Pulse Parish.
I could have sworn somebody said something about somebody's in Star Wars. Anyway, the reason I bring it up is,
Daniel Craig, we talked about, he was a stormtrooper.
Yeah, stormtrooper. There you go, that's what I thought. So you just said that?
I'm sorry.
No, he's just trying to help you.
I'm trying to piece
it together. Okay?
He's trying to bail you out.
I'm not feeling good. But listen to this. Jeff Garlin is on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was in Star Wars, the new one.
Same sort of bit?
He didn't make the cut.
Mm.
How pissed would you be? Listen to this.
4 hours of makeup, and I knew I had no lines, because he does that. I'll sneak people in. But I thought maybe I'd get 3-4 seconds.
Yeah.
It's maybe a second, if even that.
So where are you? Are you in the foreground at
least? I'm in, like, right before they go off for their final fight. There's a whole speech, and they talk about stuff. I'm there. I'm the only alien in the scene. You think they could have stayed on me for a second? I got scanned for a toy. You think they'd want, you know, a little bit of recognition? Nope.
What a drag. Like, they literally, like you said, they scanned him for a toy. But he's barely in the film, so they'll never release it. He thought he was going to be a toy in the Star Wars universe.
What a great voice, though.
Yeah. I'm not super familiar with him. I just looked him up, and like I recognize him. But I wish that they had done less of that sort of stuff. Because when they have a scene, and they're in the control room, and then there's Dominic Monaghan. It takes me out of element. I go to Mordor. I don't go to Star Wars. I get to the other stuff or Lost or anything else that he's in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't like the big stars in Star Wars. I like when Star Wars makes the big stars.
The biggest example, man.
Daisy Ridley is a great example.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
Who had ever heard of her before this?
Harrison Ford. Great. I mean, you go way back.
All three of them.
Yeah. Leia, Luke, and then here and Han.
But the biggest example of what you're talking about for me is in Star Wars, because I haven't seen those movies at all, but Game of Thrones, when Ed Sheeran's playing guitar.
The worst. What the hell is that?
Wasn't the Aaron Rodgers bit bad, too?
Yeah, but that
was a lot of debate really on whether which one was him.
Right. And, there was a debate on whether the guy running down that hallway was even Aaron.
The one that got shot,
blew up in the fire.
Yeah.
But Ed Sheeran played a song by a campfire.
For like a minute and a half.
That was the worst.
Yeah, that was bad.
What was the name of the song?
And it sounded like Garland was like an alien, so he had makeup and couldn't recognize him.
Right.
Ed Sheeran was just Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, his name was Ed, ukulele. I think his name was Ed.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think it might have been.
All I know is that if Curb goes beyond season 10, because season 10's been great so far, let's keep it going. They should have Larry do this. They should have Larry get asked to be in Star Wars, do like 6 hours of makeup, and then get cut.
That'd be great.
Because Larry would melt down epically.
His character's name was Ed.
I thought it was.
Jeepers.
Oh, God.
Not even trying.
Is it just in a random town?
Originally,
he was in the woods. Arya comes across him in the woods, and she kind of has a thing for him for a second, but she basically just hangs out with these random soldiers, and he sings songs. It's dumber than hell.
At one point, she says, "Aren't you Ed Sheeran?"
Yeah, right.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah, she asked for like Taylor Swift's phone number.
Yeah,
good for him or her or whoever these people are.
The look on Jeff Garland's face when Larry gives Jeff's wife that painting.
Oh yeah,
that's the best, man. Yeah.
He's great.
He's great.
What happened to Jeff's like lip or mouth though?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Something's up. I'm with you. Yeah
something's up medically with Jeff. I'm concerned.
Yeah,
it's like his mouth is different.
Charles Palsy or something. Yeah, something like that.
I don't know what happened. You watching Curb, Mark, or not?
I haven't gotten into it
this
again
season's
yet.
Great.
All three really episodes have been good. The second one's maybe the worst of the three, but it was still awesome. That's just how good that show is.
That's the guy from Goldberg's, too, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I recognize that voice.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
People say that show is really good.
It's awesome.
I don't watch it, but I've heard it's clever.
What's the 80s show? Reno 911 is on it, too.
Yeah, Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy, yeah.
Brings you right back. Right back to the 80s.
Well, Let's go all the way back to July, the last time Parrish won initials. Let's see if we can get him a victory and break this streak. Initials is next. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It's 8:22. You know what that means? Well, it's Friday at 8:22. That's a whole different thing. That means it's almost time for the initials game. Are you prepared? Is your office prepared? Are your spouses prepared to compete today? The biggest question, though, is, Mark Parrish, are you prepared?
Let's do this, good guys.
I think you're ready, right?
Let's do this.
I think you're ready today. Today's the day to get off the snide.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what a snide is, but you're getting off that thing today.
Come on
now.
Did Zach do an open?
He did not. Is he just mailing it in? I don't know. The only one I have is from the 10th of January. He's quit.
That's a month ago.
He just gave up.
Way to go, Zach.
I don't know what's going on. You do the little things, and then you stop doing the little things, and then, you know.
That's over.
Then we don't have an intro.
I guess we just have this.
Thanks, Dave. Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
That's right. Do zero sugar. All do zero the sugar. Do the do.
It's a big day for a lot of reasons.
It really is.
On initials.
Can't wait.
Let's walk through it. Let's go through the instructions quickly, even though most of you know this, but I'll say it quickly. We play initials every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They all share the same initials. These four gentlemen don't know the initials until I reveal them here in a second. As soon as they know what I'm describing, because each item has six clues, they yell at their name. Their name is the buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're off for the remainder of just that item. We play best out of 12. The all-time record is 9, held by AJ and Sauce. And AJ is your all-time wins leader. And AJ, you have 104 career victories. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Corey. If I get 105 this week, everybody should head over to the Rival House downtown St. Paul. Well, they'll give you a free tap beer, the KFAM beer, which they have on tap, and a $3 initials appetizer just for telling your server that AJ won the initials game.
Well, looky there.
Sauce has won 3 out of the last 4 games.
What?
Yeah, because he won last week. AJ won the week before that, and Sauce won the 2 before that. He's won 3 out of 4, and he has 95 career victories. But today's not about wins.
Duh.
Sauce has 998 career initials points. 2 points away from being the first person to ever get to 1,000.
Wow. Thank you, Corey. If I win, you can go to any one of the Ouellette bakeries. You get 6 donuts for you when you buy 6 all weekend long. Just tell them Meat Sauce won initials, and they are now open on Sundays.
All right, Dan.
Okay.
Third all-time in wins, the fans, Chris Hockey, with 58 career wins.
I'm going to start kicking her into high gear now. And I brought to you by the all-new Radco.com. If I win today, you'll receive 10% off your entire order in-store or online at Radco.com when you use the promo code INITIAL. Discount does not apply to Topper. Again, the promo code is INITIALS.
Mark Parrish has 19 career victories. Mark Parrish has 431 career points, but Mark Parrish last week set the all-time record for longest losing streak in initials history. He has lost 23 consecutive games, breaking the record held by Ben Lieber with 22. If you guys saw this, it probably ruins it, but still. Power Trip Initials tweeted this out 3 days ago. Everyone's longest losing streak. Again, Parrish has 23. That's the record. Lieber has 22. Hawk, what do you think your longest losing streak ever is?
That's got to be pretty lengthy, like 15.
20.
Holy ball sacks.
That makes me feel a little bit better.
What about the all-time king, AJ? AJ, your longest losing streak ever.
I saw it.
What is it?
What would you guys guess?
12.
15?
15 is the exact right answer. Didn't your streak snap when you won like a trip for somebody?
The Terminator bit or something?
I think you had a long streak snap by winning somebody a prize.
Yeah,
anyway,
we did just get our guy who I won a trip to London.
I saw that. Yeah.
And there this last weekend.
I saw that. That was awesome. Sauce, you know what your longest losing streak is?
15?
It's 10.
Oh,
great. So 10, easily the shortest of everybody here. Only a 10-game losing streak is your worst.
Oh, thank you, babe.
So we got a lot of records going on, but we also have something new.
God.
Remember, three, 4 weeks ago, Power Trip Initials tweeted out that the 5 letters that have never been used in initials history were Q, U, X, Y, and Z.
Oh, boy.
I do remember that, but I also remember that Mark Parrish is sponsored by Northland Vodka.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. We didn't get to the vodka.
And as Parrish wins, you head to Cowboy Jackson, Bloomington, Mark's hometown, today for a free Northland Pear Bear, which is Northland Vodka, soda and lemon, or a half-priced appetizer. Go ahead. Sorry.
Let's just talk about that for a second. Let's just be honest. Just say Northland a couple of times because...
Yeah.
Come on!
It matters for the sponsor, not really for the listeners.
I mean, that's correct. It is not a waste of time.
Chad Abbott, play that.
It is not a waste of time, Chad Abbott.
I mean, he's not going to win. He's not going to win, but we like the vodka, right? I mean...
We like him, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's all right.
Who needs enemies with friends
What's
like
he ever done with me for me?
So a couple weeks ago, I saw that that list that Q, U, X, Y, and Z have never been used, and then I joked... That what I said, like QZ or something, you guys are like really funny. But I said, I'm going to make this happen.
It's got to be you.
The two U's.
Right?
Q, U, X, Y, and Z. Yeah. The initials this week for game 293 in initials history. AJ is correct. The initials this week are UC.
UC?
UC.
Jeepers. Are you serious?
I'm serious. You have to pronounce the answers correctly, yell out your name loud and clear. Here we go. Item one, no help from the studio audience. Item one of UC.
Clue number one.
Started in the 1970s.
Clue number two.
Coughing. Have designated codes.
Clue number three.
There are around 10,000 of these in the United States.
Clue number four.
They often utilize the color red.
Clue Clue number five.
Some are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh,
Final clue.
Clue number six.
They deal with non-emergency illnesses.
Oh, shoot.
Hawk was slightly first.
Urgent care.
That's right.
Nice job, Hawk.
Thank you.
Urgent care.
I wasn't anywhere near it until I got there. You know what I mean?
My brain is spinning right now.
Yeah. U is a trippy letter, but we got there. The whole list works. Here we go.
Clue score.
Cough right into the microphone. There you go, Barrero. Hawk with one. Here's item two of UC.
Clue number one.
Michael Douglas said this before firing a bazooka in 1993's Falling Down.
Wait, did we talk about that today? That movie?
Talked about the movie Falling Down.
How random is that?
How random.
Yeah.
Clue number two.
Often connected to diagonal lines.
Clue number three.
Often connected to tape.
Clue number four.
Known for the colors black and yellow.
Mark. Under construction.
That's right.
Oh, nice. Under construction.
Nice job.
Parrish on the board.
He yelled that?
There we go.
Boy, am I swimming.
Under construction.
Shot a bazooka. Urgent care, under construction. We're through two of the UCs. Here's item three of UC with Hawk with one, Parrish with one.
Clue number one.
Sometimes connected to not working.
Clue number two.
It's often based on birth.
Clue number three.
Often connected to hereditary land ownership.
Clue number four.
It's connected to power.
Clue number five.
It's directly related to money and wealth.
Mark.
Yep.
Upper class.
2-1.
That's right.
Upper class. Come on, Parrish.
Okay.
Break the streak.
Nice job, Perry.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
We're only three.
Thanks, little John.
We're through three, and Parrish has a 2-1 lead. The initials this week.
Nice job, Perry.
Are UC. Here's item four of UC.
Clue number one.
Sometimes referred to as standard.
Clue number two.
It deals with location.
Clue number three.
It mostly refers to two men.
Clue number four.
It is sometimes connected to spikes.
AJ.
Yep.
Under center?
That's right.
Oh wow.
Oh. Nice job.
Wow.
Wasn't
the standard, formation? No, it's not.
Why?
It's just related to quarterbacks. It's like I listed a bunch of quarterbacks, but it's like standard formation if you're under center. So that's why it's referred to standard.
Yeah.
AJ figured it out.
Work, AJ.
Under center.
Wow.
Parrish with two, AJ with one, Hawk with one. Here's item five of UC.
Clue number one.
No, everybody, don't all ring in at once, okay?
Okay.
Clue number one.
Is a 1974 album by pop folk duo Seals and Croft. No, no one?
Clue number two.
Has frequently appeared in legal arguments.
Clue number three.
It's a stage.
Clue number four.
Should avoid drugs and alcohol.
Paul.
Go for it.
Underclassman.
Sauce out for the remainder of number five.
That was dumb.
Clue number five.
Connected to former NFL wide receiver Ray Carruth on November 16th, 1999.
Damn it.
Final clue.
Clue number six.
More commonly goes by fetus.
AJ.
Yep.
Unborn child?
That's right.
Oh, nice job, AJ.
Man, I would never have gotten that.
Nope. Hmm.
Ray Carruth is pure garbage.
Yeah, he's trash.
Parrish with two.
Out?
I think he just got out.
Yeah.
Parrish with two. Don't AJ lose your focus. With two.
Come on.
Hawk with one. Sauce needs 2 points for 1,000, but we're on item six.
I'm in tough shape here.
Of UC.
Clue number one.
Is 40 years old.
Clue number two.
It included Gillies Club.
Mark.
Okay.
Urban Cowboy.
What?
That's right.
What? Wait a minute. What? You've seen Urban Cowboy?
Oh, yeah, man.
I had a lot of time in hotel rooms during my career.
Gosh.
Sometimes you couldn't
remember. John Travolta, man. Yeah, John Travolta.
Is Dustin Hoffman in it?
No, I don't think so. That's a different cowboy.
That's
that is, no.
Dude, I would not have guessed you would have known that.
Thank you.
He's in the movie. Never mind.
No, okay. Parrish, we're halfway through the game, and you are in the lead. Parrish has three. AJ has two. Hawk has one. Sauce yet to score, but he still has six items to go. We're on item seven of UC.
Clue number one.
Appeared in 2001's The Fast and the Furious.
Clue number two.
Appeared in 2012's 21 Jump Street.
Clue number three.
Appeared in 2006's The Departed.
Clue number four.
Appeared in 1992's Reservoir Dogs.
Clue number five.
They often use an alias.
Hawk?
Go for it.
Undercover? That has to be it.
Hawk. Yep.
Yeah. Undercover cop.
Yep.
That's right.
Undercover cop. You were on the right path.
Undercover's one word.
Undercover's one word. Right. Undercover cop. Woo! Almost got it and Sauce spiked it. That was pretty good, though.
Damn it. Thanks. Damn it.
All right.
These are good, bro.
Undercover cop.
These are tough.
Yeah, the letter U is a trip, right? Parrish with three, AJ with two, Sauce with one, Hawk with one. If Sauce gets one more point, he's to 1,000. Here's item eight of UC.
Clue number one.
Debuted in 1994.
Clue number two.
Has connections to Kanye West, Dave Matthews, and the Smashing Pumpkins.
Clue number three.
Connected to SummerSlam 1994.
Clue number four.
Connected to the 1996 Democratic National Convention.
Oh, AJ.
Go for it.
United Center?
That's right.
That's a live album.
United Center in Chicago.
Guys. Yeah, live album by Dave.
All right.
Got it. That was the giveaway.
Four to no doubt. Four to go. And Parrish and AJ are tied at the top with three apiece. Hawk and Sauce still definitely still in this with four left. Here's item nine of UC.
Clue number one.
Often connected to class.
Clue number two.
A word commonly falls in the middle of these two words.
AJ.
Okay. Five.
Crud.
Four. Three. Two. One. All right, AJ's out for the rest of item nine. That was a big one. Parrish, here's your window.
I realized I was going to say the word. Mm.
Clue number three.
It deals with titles.
Did we already do...
Clue number four.
Is often associated with belts.
Oh, Paul.
Go for it.
Undisputed champion?
That's right.
That's 1,000. You owe me 100 bucks.
1,000 points for Sauce.
What's the word in between?
Like undisputed heavyweight champion. Undisputed. Like the class is normally placed in between the two words.
I'm glad I didn't say what I was going to say.
But you can say undisputed champion as well.
Not until after the game.
Sauce gets 1,000 and he's back in this game. Parrish has three. AJ has three.
Come on,
Sauce
Parrish.
Has
come on,
two.
Come on, good guy.
Hawk has one. Here's item 10 of UC.
Clue number one.
There is a metaphoric one involving Sandra Bullock in 2013's Gravity.
Clue number two.
It's vaguely referenced in a 1993 Nirvana single.
Clue number three.
Tom Green bit this in his infamous 2001 film.
Clue number four.
It's a conduit.
Hawk.
Go for it.
Umbilical cord.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Throw down your umbilical noose so I can crawl right back.
You? There you go. All right. Wow, we got a tight one here.
Oh, come on, good guys.
Still on, in this. Parrish with three. AJ with three. Sauce and Hawk with two apiece. So if AJ or Parrish gets this, they eliminate Hawk or Sauce.
I would be
otherwise,
tired right now.
Anybody else still in this? Yeah, if you had Undercover Cop.
Yeah, stupid.
All right, here we go. Item 11 of UC.
Clue number one.
In a sense, Andre the Giant refers to this in 1987's Princess Bride.
Clue number two.
Is sometimes connected to cards.
Clue number three.
It's often connected to flags.
Clue number four.
It's famously connected to an Oregon Duck running back in 2009.
Paul.
Go for it.
Uppercut.
Sauce. Word. Out for the rest of item 11. We're down to AJ, Hawk, and Parrish.
Clue number five.
Can include fighting, kicking, or taunting.
AJ.
Yep.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
That's right.
Oh, good one.
Damn.
Yeah. Unsportsmanlike conduct. That eliminates Sauce and Hawk. Parrish, you need this for the tie. Otherwise, AJ is victorious. AJ going for the win. Parrish going for the tie. Item 12 of UC.
Clue number one.
Appeared in Grand Theft Auto 5.
Paul.
Go for it.
Uncle Cracker.
I think it's a K.
I think that is a K.
Damn it.
You got to 1,000.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, Sauce out for the rest of item 12. We're down to Hawk, AJ, and Parrish.
I don't know what I have.
Clue number two.
Often involved in traps.
Clue number three.
They are meant to blend in.
Clue number four.
They're often utilized in gang suppression.
Clue number five.
They are often connected to detectives. Final clue. AJ going for the win. Parrish going for the tie.
Clue number six.
Often used to catch people speeding without sticking out. Five. Four. Three. Two.
Hawk?
Five.
Undercover four. Cop?
Already did that one.
That was
everybody
that,
else, five. Four. Three. Two. AJ. Five.
Unmarked car.
There.
The win!
Parrish had three halfway through the game and got shut out the rest of the way.
Dude, damn, I'm surprised at that.
Unmarked.
Sorry,
car.
Bear.
I couldn't come up with the
you guys like the letter U? Should we do that again?
I do not like the letter U.
I do like it, actually. I like it harder like that.
AJ wins. AJ, what happens,
that was
dude?
Fun, man.
Hey, Rival House will be hosting all of you, all of our KFAN friends, free tap beer and $3 initials appetizer. Just tell your server that AJ won the initials game, and don't forget to try that KFAN beer.
Man.
And Sauce is the first to 1,000. Congratulations,
nice job,
Sauce. 1,000 career points.
I thought I could get you, and you just proved I could not.
Man, dude, that
Parrish, wow, you had
killing me.
That God, you got off to a good
me.
Start.
I like that one the most. That was fun.
I don't.
Oh,
that was really
unmarked.
Good.
They sometimes just they just me. Hurt your brain.
Yeah, I had the unmarked.
You won with five. How can you not like that?
I figured out. I didn't have them, though. I figured it out.
You had five.
Like you won.
Car,
you dominated.
Five is a lot.
Wow. Are you on Road Rage today?
No, that was... Okay.
You got some?
Sauce is having a day.
Oh, man.
He just slammed his headphones and walked out of the studio.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction. 1-877
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate.
Mark, I thought you had it, buddy. I really did. I thought you had it today.
Now, that makes one of us.
Why not extend the record, though? 24 straight.
Yeah,
keep it going.
How far it can go.
Make it a number that no one will ever catch.
Can I get to the July? Just make it a full year.
That would be cool.
That would be weird. That would not be good.
You might be asked to not come back.
Yeah, I haven't done
my sponsor would drop me in a heartbeat.
I haven't cross-referenced this, but there's no reason to think that he's wrong, because he almost never is. But Power Trip Initials claims that even though your birthday is February 2nd, right? He claimed via Twitter, you have never won in the month of February.
Nobody's surprised at that.
Too busy celebrating.
Yeah, that's it.
Hungover for the whole month.
Yep.
Why not?
Birthday's at the second, I get the whole month, for sure.
Yeah, that's fine. Sounds right to me.
You know what I did find, though, when I was putting this list together, too? There are a whole bunch of words like uppercut, undercover.
Is uppercut upper class?
That's the thing, is it's a lot of words like that. I think all of our minds said, is that one or two words?
So the one that I would have, that I didn't say, it wouldn't have made sense, but would you have done like University of...
No,
that's three words.
I thought University of California.
I got them all stuck in my head.
Yeah,
and even on the GTA one, I thought it was the opposite,
right? Like Kansas University or something. I would do, but not University of Kansas.
Correct.
Hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, that trip. Well, now there's only four letters I've never used: Q, X, Y, and Z.
Challenge accepted.
Don't hold your breath.
Okay, what's the next one that you could maybe do? Q? Well, you could probably do Q.
No, Q's ain't
quiet,
happening.
Quiet, all those sorts of things.
Trust me, Q's ain't happening.
Okay.
I've spent 5 years accumulating things. There's a couple of combos of a couple of those letters that are long shots, but possible.
If we ever get to a point, which I don't think we will, because this game has morphed and you've used multiple letters over and over.
Yep.
If you ever get to a point where you have to do 12 different initial sets. You know, it's not all the same initials, or two per or something. Initials game scramble or whatever.
We did that once.
Yeah.
Like game 17 or 18 when Tim Hyde was leading.
I think that's where you could get those ones.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
He doesn't show up anymore?
I think he died.
His office is still open. Nobody obviously.
Is that why Ellie still sits there?
Ellie died.
She's dead
what?
Too, yeah.
What the hell happened to her?
Almost everybody that works that job dies.
It's like the drummer for Spinal Tap.
Coronavirus.
And Ryan really doesn't work, so he's still with us.
He's as good as dead.
Yeah, he sleeps. Give stuff away if that's just forever. Where he lives now.
Right, although he's giving us Rolling Stone tickets to give away at Oodapills, because we're going to be there in an hour. Parrish, what do you got to do this morning? Nap, or are you going to come over and hang out?
You know what? I got some stuff to do.
No.
Avoiding a bunch of unmarked cars.
Oh, you son of...
Of course, if Mark would have won, he would have gone victory parade straight over to Oodapills hung out and shook hands. Now he's going to go home and nap and pout.
And hide.
You got off to a good start, though, Mark.
Gee, thank you.
One of these days, you're going to get
one of these
finish
days.
Line.
One of these days.
Yeah. Do you ever play at the United Center?
Yeah.
I bet he scored a goal at the United Center.
Probably had like six hat tricks there.
Yeah, probably.
I had a 4-goal game there.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
You had a 4
my rookie year.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
A 4-goal game at the United Center.
What if that was clue 6 and he's like, I have no idea.
Mark Parrish had a 4-goal game here.
Yeah.
Unmarked car?
Yeah, University of St. Cloud?
Nope. It's four words, Mark. All right. All right, D'Angelo Russell is at Timberwolf, PA, and Nordo, and I assume Charge, although I haven't seen him. I'm sure Charge is here somewhere. They're going to break it down for the next 3 hours. Russell's a Wolf. Wiggins is a Warrior. Parrish's streak is intact, and we are going to be at Oodapills in an hour. So 10 to noon, doing a live after-party podcast. If you got nothing to do... Or if you're looking to quit your job, now's a great time. Swing over and see us at Oodapills in about an hour. See you then.
Today's Power Trip Morning Show, or to hear previous shows, podcast us on the iHeartRadio app or KFAN.com.